Looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Looking to hurt people. We want people. We have some great people in this country. We have some great, great people in this country. So, but we're going to follow the laws of this country.
I don't know what the softening means. A softening. I'm just going to throw that out there because I've started off in a really good mood today, and now I'm just really crabby, and I just want to throat punch people. I'm that. I'll tell you more.
Present company excluded.
Except for Kane. I like Kane and Marty. Sweet. I like Kane and Marty. You guys are it. That's it. And the people listening. Everybody else I hate. Go to hell. I don't know. All I know is that Ann Coulter is going to have a real crabby week of first week of book sales, I think. I don't know what that means. A softening, and I don't know. That was a town hall with Sean Hannity that he had last night. We have 75 days to go, guys. 75 days to go until the general election. Now, a number of things actually to get into. First off, we have the issue with Trump and immigration, and some say that he's softening on it. Some say he hasn't changed any position at all on it at whatsoever. Some say, oh, well, this sounds like it's consultants talking. Other individuals say that, well, it's just he's just saying this temporarily to reach out to people who are in the middle. But that would be, I don't think that could be it, because that's kind of political correctness, and I don't think they do that. So I don't know. Somebody can explain to me what the hell he means by we're going to soften immigration. I don't know. Hillary Clinton, it was determined half of the people she met at the State Department had donated to the Clinton Foundation. I'll say it again. Half of the people that met with Hillary Clinton at the State Department had donated to the Clinton Foundation. But it's not pay-for-play, Kane. You're so racist by playing that sound.
It's totally pay-for-play. Oh, did someone tell you it wasn't?
Or sexist or whatever the hell. What is it, the ist today that we're doing? I don't know. Like, there's some identity politic every day, right?
Politicist.
Yeah. The AP investigation found that more than half of the private individuals who met with Clinton during her time as Secretary of State also donated to the Clinton Foundation in some capacity. Donated to the Hillary Clinton, Kim Jong-un, dictator coat fund in some capacity. I think she's just wearing the long coats because some people, when they get older, they are concerned about their body, the way their body looks. So she may just be dressing for her age. I don't know which. I saw one photo, though, where it looked like she was wearing my grandmother's carpet and then a pair of, like, beige capris. I don't know what that means. Some women don't like to show their upper arms because you have an overabundance of bingo wing. You know what that is, right? You know, that's like, imagine, you know how, like, ships have sails? It's like the sail for the arm of a certain age. That's, I don't know how else to describe it. And they flap in the wind whenever someone calls bingo. So anyway, So those are the two top stories, at least with regards to the general election situation that we have going on. Because this, I don't know whether, I think it remains to be seen, like, what's going to happen with, I mean, the Hillary Clinton thing, yeah, I mean, we know. Of course we know that it was pay for play. I love these headlines that the Associated Press comes out with. They're like, guess what, guys? Did you know that she sold out the State Department for donations to the Clinton Foundation? Really? Really? No crap, Sherlock. Really? Because we kind of already knew that. That's one of the things that we had been talking about for quite some time, but yet... Yeah, fascinating stuff, huh? We kind of already know, we've known that for quite some time. We've talked about that for quite some time. We've been trying to get the press to report about it for quite some time, and y'all didn't want to do it. Y'all didn't want to touch it. Now here we are. I wonder if they kicked themselves, particularly those in the media who were really behind Bernie Sanders, if they kicked themselves when they realized all of the effort that they put into protecting her, that it went basically to really protecting her even against Bernie Sanders. I wonder if that upset them in any way. Huh. I mean, So this, with regards to the story that this whole situation in terms of immigration, because that was, now remember, the immigration issue was the big issue that propelled Trump to the head of the pack. Although, and I did mention, I'm wondering if it, and I mentioned this before, and I'm wondering if this is going to be of importance, because later on in the exit polls, it was after South Carolina that you started to see this happen. You saw it in New Hampshire, and then after South Carolina, you particularly saw this happen. The issues of the first wave, second wave, the third wave of exit polling, the issues that people were concerned about, like going into the primaries, immigration was one, like the top, it was the top issue that everyone was concerned about, followed by terror and the economy. Well, then it flipped at some point during the primary and caucus cycle, and immigration fell to like fourth and fifth place behind terror, behind trade, behind the economy. Those issues were more important to a number of primary voters, a number of voters, more so than immigration. So I'm wondering if, because that's how people in exit polling, if they, by way of demoting that, for the lack of a better way to put it, down to fourth and fifth spot on issues that they're concerned about, I'm curious as to whether or not that is going to mean that this won't be as big of an issue to them as, say, it would have been at the start of the primary. Because that's super important to, I mean, it's a big issue. And then maybe some, it might be. I mean, who knows? Maybe some individuals, they might think that, you know, maybe it is a huge issue. But this, in looking at this particular story, he was on. Well, he gave his interview last night. He was talking to Sean Hannity on Fox last night, and the whole thing was on immigration. They were talking about immigration, and he was asked whether or not he would change laws to accommodate those who have, quote, contributed to society. And he'd said, well, quote, there certainly can be a softening. And I'm looking at the transcript of everything here. And I'm just wondering what that means. If that means that, does that mean that there's still, because there was always a touchback element to even the deportation, but I'm wondering if that still, is that, does that mean deportation still for everyone here who's here illegally or not? Now, there are some people who see a way to have a smarter immigration plan. And maybe that's his way of trying to reach out to Latino voters. Not quite sure how that'll go over with the base. But the way the New York Times had presented it is that it was a kinder, gentler Trump where it concerned immigration. I don't know if I want the New York Times, like, you know, vouching for anybody, but that's just kind of how it was. We're going to get into some of that later on. We're also going to get into the phones, 844-344-DANA, and we have a bunch of stuff to get into. Let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, this was a fascinating little story. The New York Sun had this piece as well, that the State Department isn't exactly confirming details of a $1.3 billion payout that it made to Iran, despite the fact that you could still find it on a, at least most of it on a government website. They had, New York Sun reported that 13 payments may explain what happened are found in an online database maintained by the Judgment Fund. A search for Iran since the beginning of this year had turned up nothing, but they say a search for claims in which the defendant is the State Department turned up 13 payments for about $99 billion. It's craziness. This is craziness. This, and they're still not, again, they're still, they just don't really want to give you total details about everything that happened. Audio Soundbite 12 gives us more insight into this. Listen.
I can only say that there are reasons for us withholding this information. I'm talking about the details of this information to protect the confidentiality, and that's all I can say about it.
Can you, you're not even in a position to confirm that these 13 payments of 99,
I can see if we can confirm it, okay?
You what?
I will look into it, as I have in the past. And by, and just let me clarify, by, when I say I look into it, I'll look into it. I do look into this stuff. It's not that I'm trying to hide or pass the ball or hide the ball in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, well, there you have it right there. That's, WikiLeaks reports 67 emails between Hillary and Chelsea Clinton were using her fake name. 67 emails. She was using her fake name. This was at least one of them was during a foreign policy meeting, and another one was on September 11th, 2012, show WikiLeaks, during the Benghazi terror attack. This is what WikiLeaks had reported, that she was emailing her daughter back and forth. Her, you know what her name was? It wasn't Carlos Danger, although I would have liked that one. It was just simply Diane Reynolds. Diane Reynolds had emailed Chelsea, and it said unclassified, and it said, what's new today? And she says, I'm sitting in a Libya meeting wondering what other shoe will drop. Is that customary? And then she had, Diane Reynolds had also talked to Hillary about how it wasn't a video. She says, too, she wrote this while she was telling, this was 11:12 p.m. on September 11th, 2012, and she was writing under her fake name, Diane Reynolds, to her daughter, Chelsea. She wrote, two of our officers were killed in Benghazi by an Al-Qaeda-like group. She didn't even spell Al-Qaeda wrong or correctly, and there's like four different ways you can spell Al-Qaeda, basically, and she didn't use one of those. The ambassador, whom I handpicked, and a young communications officer on a temporary duty with a wife and two young children. Very hard day. I fear more of the same tomorrow. Let's try again later. She sent that to her daughter, and she sent it to her daughter, and that was that. I mean, while she was telling, while she was sitting here blaming this on a terror video, while she was blaming it on, while she was blaming this attack on a video. That's what was just ridiculous. Pew reports how Americans are giving up on God and miracles, probably because people text them when they're on air. That's how ignorant I am today. You text me on air, I'm going to read your crap on air. It's like, I'm doing a radio show. What the hell's wrong with you people? Americans are giving up on God and miracles, reports the Washington Examiner, probably because, like I said, people text them while they're on air and they expect immediate responses. This half of Americans who have left their church no longer believe in God, leading a surge of nearly one quarter of the nation who have no affiliation with any religion, according to a new survey. Pew said Wednesday that 49% of what they term nuns left their church and religion because they don't believe. And another 20% said they don't like organized religion. I hate that phrase, organized religion. What is organized? What have you ever done? Let's compare what you offer to the world to what organized religion has done for the world in terms of helping individuals, and let's see who wins that competition. I don't even want to read this crap. I'm so tired of navel-gazing, self-absorbed people. I don't like organized religion. That's a way that you, that's that, I'm going to quote my grandma, that's just you saying you want to simmer in sin. That's all that is. 37 dead, 150 missing in a 6.2 earthquake, which took place early this morning. Actually, it was late last night, I think, in Italy. 73 people, actually, updated. 73 people are dead after a powerful earthquake brought buildings crashing down. It wiped one city off the map. Crazy. 6.2 magnitude quake struck about 10 kilometers southeast of Norica, a historic tourist town. It's in the Umbria region. And this, I mean, just horrific. The pictures are devastating. I've seen a bunch of satellite photos of before and after, and it is, they are flattened. The town, there's one town that is just absolutely like 100%, except, well, 99% except for the bell tower, flattened. so unbelievably sad. And, of course, the rescue efforts continue. They're horrific. Our prayers are with all of those affected. Super Beats gives you energy. It gives you energy. It's and it makes you a beast, basically. Like, if you go and work out and you do Super Beats and you, like I do, like when the days that I kickbox, that's my pre-workout. The days that I lift, that's my pre-workout, too. But on my kickboxing days, I do a shot of Super Beats, right? Because I'm not, I could sit here and drink coffee. It's going to give you fake energy, and you're going to crash. And if you add sugar and all of that stuff to it, and if you drink sugary energy drinks, why don't you just do yourself a favor? Save yourself money. Go into your pantry. Just get one of those bags of sugar. Blah, 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 dump it all in your mouth, because it's the same thing. I mean, that's the same. Yeah, that's the exact same benefit you're getting. Replace your coffee and your sugary energy drinks with Super Beats. Now, I don't even want to hear, well, I hate Beats, Dana. No. I win that. I am the valedictorian of hating beets. If I had to eat a beet or starve to death, I would starve to death. But I can actually drink Super Beets, and here's why. First off, beets are loaded with nitrates, right? Nitrates, science 101, when you eat it, body turns it to nitric oxide. It maintains healthy blood pressure, increases your circulation, bada boom, bada bing, you feel great, right? All day energy. Super Beets are the best way to get these nitrates. You could cook your beets at home, sure, and just kill all the nitrates, and you're not getting anything out of it except the sugar in the beets. Super Beets uses a patented cold, that's important, drying process to preserve 100% of the nitrates. And it's cold so it doesn't destroy and dilute those nitrates, because remember, heat kills them. And it eliminates the dirt taste, so it brings out this berry flavor. It's a mild berry flavor. That's it. 3 grams of sugar. That is it. They don't add anything to it unless you want to do the cherry, the black cherry flavor, where they put a little black cherry extract in it. It's literally, I mean, it's natural. It tastes great. I actually like the regular better, and I can feel the difference in about 20 minutes. Look, if you don't like it, you get your money back. There's no risk to you, literally. So get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels, and free shipping, and that money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeats.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese's Irby's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com. That's FroyoFranchising.com. Check it out now. FroyoFranchising.com.
It's Bad Bob for Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 weekdays from 7 to 9. Our Thursday edition features guest host Trish Clark, never shy about where she stands on issues, especially in the world of politics. We will also welcome Shasta County Veteran Service Officer Tommy Keyes with the latest on the opportunities and challenges facing those who have served in the uniformed services. Call or chat to join in the conversation. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit, And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. Last night on Kelly File, we were talking about that the ISIS-inspired attack in Virginia that the media doesn't want to talk about because, you know, ISIS is JV, right? And Nomiki Constant said, well, you know, maybe the guy was just crazy. Yeah, I'm going to go out and say that anybody who wants to become an Islamist is crazy. But you know what? Crazy doesn't mean evil, and evil doesn't mean crazy. There you have it. I think he's just laying the groundwork by saying that he heard voices because he had gone to Syria. He went to Syria, or he was trying to go to Syria. He went to Turkey in an effort to get to Syria. He was unsuccessful. He was on the FBI watch list, right? The FBI believed that he was self-radicalized, and they had been watching him for a while. Pretty sure he's not Buddhist. So, yeah, it seems kind of obvious. I think he's just laying the groundwork to try to, because it's easier to get off saying you're crazy than as opposed to being convicted as a terrorist. You know, I mean, it's just that's just kind of how it is. French police are enforcing burkini bans by ordering Muslim women to remove garments on the beach. There's a couple of ways you could look at this. We have that, and I also tried bulletproof coffee today, and it was the grossest thing I've ever had in my entire God-fearing life. Keep it here.
Dana Show.
The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483, givetopurpleheart.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Imagination Playground has come to Turtle Bay. Imagination Playground is a block-based play system that inspires active, creative play for all ages. The big blue blocks will be out in the museum at special times for guests to let their creativity run wild. Plus, make sure to share photos of your inventions with us on Facebook. For more information about when you can create and play with our Imagination Playground building blocks, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently,
The California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
This is when it's getting ready to go into this epic guitar solo. You guys remember Slash's guitar solo? It was the guitar solo of all guitar solos. And then you think, okay, the song's over right here. It's over. Oh, wow, what a great song. And then all of a sudden, you hear this. And then you hear it start to gear up, and you're like, what are we in for? We are in for some rock and roll right now. And then you know something serious is coming up. And then, oh my gosh, you hear this guitar riff? Oh, it's crazy. And then it all, I mean, it just was the most amazing moment in music, one of, and then this happens. Oh my gosh. It's like we're in church right now, right? Can I get an amen? Amen! And then he was in front of this tiny little church that you know all those people couldn't have fit into. Gosh, this is one of my favorite music video moments ever. Every time this came on, I made everybody in my whole house, like my mom and my stepdad, I'm like, shh, 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 shh. Slash. It's amazing. Welcome back to the show, by the way. We have, just give you a quick rundown of the other things we're going to touch upon. We have the latest French police enforcing a burkini, right? I said that right.
Yeah.
Burkini ban. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still confused about this.
Yeah, all right. So first off, do you guys know what a burkini is?
No.
It's like a burka with pants. Google burkini.
So it's what they wore, the Egyptian volleyball players?
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay.
It's like someone was sitting around thinking, hey, do you want to go to the beach and sweat to death?
Right.
Then we have an outfit for you.
An overheat.
It's called the burkini. You get to dress like a seal. You wear pants. So, wait, let me put the... You wear leggings, a long-sleeve tunic, and a head covering.
In the winter time when you go to the beach?
No. No. When it's like a million degrees outside, you wear all that.
Okay, so that's called that's traditionally called the burkini. Where
burkini.
It's not a burka that fully covers you. You can't really, you know, it's leggings.
It's leggings, but they're like, it's a water wicking, I can't even say it. Let me stop, rewind. Let's do this again. It is a water wicking legging.
Yes.
Right? So you're wearing leggings, number one. You're wearing a long sleeve tunic, number two. And then you got the head covering, number three.
Okay.
Right? Now, you can get them in the comfortable all-black. You can get them in multicolor, but it's all looks very hot.
So you're effectively being protected from the sun pretty much 100% there.
If there's no sunblock and you want to risk sweating to death and dying from heat stroke.
Got it.
Yeah.
So the burkini, that's what the burkini is.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so
that's
far, so
burkini.
Good.
Okay. So France has banned them. They say that it oppresses women and violates France's secular principles. So France has taken a weird approach to dealing with radical Islam in that they're totally fine with allowing all these refugees in. Woo! The more unvetted, the better. Yeah! High fives! Woo! It was them high-fiving each other. They're completely A-OK with allowing all of these people to come in completely unvetted. Thus, you know, we've seen a number of attacks.
Sure.
They're not fine with the burkini because they say that it causes offense. A court in Nice on Monday, it upheld the burkini ban, and they said it provokes people to violence and it's liable to cause offense. And it oppresses women and violates France's secular principles.
That's where I have the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
because if you truly believe in, you know, people just doing whatever they want to do in regards to dress, why would you restrict the kind of, like,
Kane, you're asking us a question that has too much logic.
Like, why would you restrict more? Like, I could see why you would restrict, okay, you can't be naked on the beach, or you can't be, you know, only one, you can only have a one-piece.
I reject the idea that more clothes oppress women.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I do support the idea that not having a choice is oppressive.
Yeah, and that's why it's so confusing.
It would be more consistent to me if they actually were more strict with regards to who enters the country and who does not, i.e., they did not have, like, open borders, and they weren't allowing refugees to pour in, at the same time emotionally blackmailing so many individuals that if you don't let these refugees come in who are totally unvetted, and yeah, that's where we had some attacks from, that's where the Bataclan, two of the attackers, and that originated from, et cetera, et cetera. The other one was came with refugees. Then yeah, I mean, if they were consistent in all of that, I would say, okay, well, this is at least on that principle of consistency, it is consistent. But that's where there's a huge disconnect. It's like they think that they can fight terror by banning a burkini.
Have they exhausted all the other efforts like you're talking about? Like, have they just fought those battles and lost, and now this is the last battle that
they actually still think that they need to let a million people in.
Well, then I'm thoroughly confused.
Yeah.
I mean, thoroughly.
I don't know. I mean, I get if they want to wear a burkini, if somebody wants to wear whatever. I mean, personally, I think that there are some people out there who need to cover up, because, like, for instance, don't be hating me. I saw an old lady on the beach, and by old lady, when we were in Turks and Caicos, let's go ahead and say pushing upper 70s. All right.
Okay.
Let's say that.
And you're wishing she had a burkini?
And let's say, I'm pretty sure at one point in life she had breast implants. Probably maybe like 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
All right.
So I'm going to give you a visual, and I'm sorry about this, but I need you to walk this road with me. Oh, I haven't even begun. Imagine if you were to put an orange in a tube sock and what that looks like when the orange falls all the way to the toe of the tube sock.
Got it.
Right? That's kind of what I was dealing with. You know what I mean? That was like my situation there. And a string bikini over that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Uh-huh.
I get it.
Yeah. Now, let's also imagine that the backside of that bikini, like normally, when you have a lady's bikini bottom, you have a triangle in the front, and then you have a big triangle in the back, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Or string in some people's cases.
Well, that's where I was going with this. Because there was some fabric that was missing from her back.
Oh.
And it was awkward.
Mm.
And so in her particular case, and she was also the color of my son's loafers.
So leather?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. And she had, like, super white hair. And she was super tanned. And I thought, you know, that's the kind of person that I wouldn't be opposed to covering up. Now, it is her choice to let her freak flag fly, or her oranges and tube socks, whatever. You know, that's her choice. I mean, I could not eat my lunch, but it's her choice to do that. But some people, I'm like, yeah, you know what? You might want to cover that up, because some things only God needs to see at this point, you know? Let's just leave that. Just keep that up. That's between you and the Lord. Just cover that up. However, the idea that somehow it's going to fight radical Islam to ban a burkini, and that's a good step, but it's not a good step to stop the deluge of unvetted refugees. To me, that just does not seem right. That doesn't make sense to me. And so that's where I just kind of have a problem with this. Because now there are all of these photos of these French law enforcement officers. They approached this woman and they made her take off her burkini. They made her take everything off on the beach right there. Now, granted, I think that burkinis are ridiculous. And I think that Islam is an oppressive faith for women. I think it's an oppressive religion for women. I think it's a patriarchal theocracy. It's incredibly oppressive, and women do not have choices. If she had chosen to dress like this and she was fine, that's one thing. If she was being forced by other men in her family to dress like that, that was one thing. That's another. But they told her to take off. She had this hooded top on. They told her to take that off. And she said, I wasn't even planning to swim, just to wade in, and that's it. And she was seen, she was photographed standing in the water, and then they made her take the top of it off. So I don't know what imagine it going the other way. And this is why I say that this is inconsistent. Imagine it's Sharia law. And you have a woman who's in a bikini and who wants to wear a bikini and doesn't want to be weighted down with a bunch of material when she's swimming. And then you have these Sharia, maybe you have some of the, what do they have, the people that walk around enforcing Sharia. You have those people show up and they make her put all this stuff on. Now, in certain countries, they'll make you do that. I think they might do that. I don't know if they do that in UAE. Do they do that there? Do they do it in Dubai? Like, in certain countries that are on the Gulf, they will make you do that. Even if you're a vacationing, like, Westerner or European, they'll make you do that. So the same principle applies if you have people who show up and they force you to put all of the stuff on because they find your lack of covering to be offensive. So it can go both ways there. And that's why the whole thing is weird to me. It's just, I don't know. The whole thing is weird. 844-344-DANA. They banned it. I don't see. Again, I think it's more threatening, like, if you have, like, the old lady that I was telling you about with the oranges and the tube socks as opposed to, but, you know, it is what it is. 844-344-DANA, the number to join the program. And we also, in the meantime, we have Florida Man, we have Today in Stupidity coming up. Purple Heart Foundation, great organization of volunteers. These are veterans helping veterans. And they help all veterans when they're not just combat wounded, when they're coming back from serving and acclimating back into civilian life. They're there with them. They have national service officers who help them tackle them out in a paperwork so they can go to the VA and get the treatment and benefits that they're owed. They also have job training. They provide educational scholarships. They have canines for combat vets. They have emotional, physical, educational support for veterans and their families. And when you give to the Purple Heart Foundation, one of the oldest and most respected veterans organizations out there, 100% goes right to the veterans. It goes right to them. They don't take it off the top for some CEO six-figure salary or anything like that. Car cash credit, 100% tax deductible as well. And if you have an old car and you want to get rid of it, call the Purple Heart Foundation. They don't care about the condition. Neither do they. Three easy steps online, one quick phone call is all it takes, and they'll come and pick it up for free within 24 to 48 hours. Go to givetopurpleheart.org to find ways how you can donate and get involved with the Purple Heart Foundation today. Give to purpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483.
Can living a longer, healthier life be as easy as popping a handful of nuts in your mouth? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It's true. Eating just three small handfuls a week of nuts, including peanuts, may help you live longer. Those who engage in moderate nut consumption have a lower risk of premature death from heart disease and other causes. People who ate the most nuts reduced risk by 20% as opposed to those eating fewer nuts. Teens who eat nuts regularly have less than half the risk for developing metabolic syndrome, which heightens onset of early heart disease and type 2 diabetes. The benefits of adding nuts to your diet may be tracked back to abundant fiber and healthy unsaturated fats. But before you go completely nuts, consider adverse health risks from eating oversalted nuts as well as the mega calories derived from nut binging.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank out the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small You won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
My side of this is a result of climate change.
Right.
It's only going to get worse.
Bill,
right. We hear this all the time, but isn't there... or not just about temperature, not just about erosion and water, but the basic structure of this place, how New Orleans, from the weight of development and how it's been built up, the levees is sinking. That when you're there,
he is not a scientist.
You stand on the ground and you look up at ships going past you in the Mississippi.
So I don't have the answer to this, except it's going to get worse. Almost certainly will get worse. Everybody, as the ocean gets warmer, which it is getting...
Oh, my gosh, I can't stand this anymore. Okay, can we shut him up? He's not a scientist. He is not a scientist. Bill Nye was a guy who did engineering, and he's faking being a scientist. He's faking acting like he is, like, this meteorologist, et cetera.
But he's Bill Nye the science guy.
He's Bill Nye the big liar, the big fat liar. That's who he is. Bill Nye the big fat liar. That's who he is. Can't, oh my gosh, this guy. Just, I'm so finished with it. So finished with it. He's constantly, well, you know, because the ocean's actually, Where's my... Oh, I had this article. Where's this at? I can't even stand up. They're trying to make this old white guy sound cool. Not happening. Nope. Still not happening. Yep. No, apparently, they see global cooling. In fact, global cooling is what everyone... I have a story, actually, that I was going to get into at some point. Where did it go? It's in my... I don't have a stack of papers because I live in the new century.
Yeah.
So I have... It's just like all... Everything's digitized. So I have it in here in my...
Known is that they've changed the narrative of this argument. It used to be global warming. Then it was global cooling.
Have you seen the stories on how actually the scientists believe that we're in a period of cooling and they're noticing it with European crops?
Mm-hmm. Which is why they're saying global... Like, they're saying climate change instead of like warming or cooling. They're not saying one or the other because it's changed in the last decade and a half. Mm.
They say that grain harvest in Norway is at a 37-year low and that it's due to the cooling climate situation. They're saying that Norway is headed for a grain disaster. It's the lowest stockpile since 1976. And a lot of politicians and even researchers based in Norway, they're saying, look, there's a cooling period that is happening right now. It is completely opposite to everything that you're hearing from the Earth is getting warmer, people. No, it's actually a cooling period. But it's more profitable for these people to try to argue that it's a warming period so they can switch you over to forms of energy in which they have the most interest. Because they have a financial stake in these alternative forms of energy. I mean, look at all the Democrats that have shares or own these alternative energy companies. I'm all for alternative energy and having choices, but not at the risk of lying to everyone in the world about what is actually going on with climate change and just the normal cycle of heating and cooling the planet so that you can force people to get off plentiful and affordable fuel stores and get them over to what you have places where you have financial gain. You have a financial benefit. And Norwegian wheat comprises about to 75% of Norwegian bread, and so now it's down quite a bit. They say because of global cooling. They're saying it's cooling. All these scientists in Norway, they're arguing that it is cooling. And they're saying, look, no one is prepared. And that's something it's hitting them hard there. But no, everyone keeps wanting to focus on the popular progressive talking point. They're calling it the little ice age in Europe. They're saying it's going to continue. The North Atlantic, they're saying, is the ground zero of global cooling, and that there have been signs for quite some time now. The North Atlantic is cooling. They say that they first found evidence, and I'm looking at science. I'm looking at a number of different Weather Action has a bunch of this, where they say that an expedition to investigate this phenomenon about 3 years ago showed that the North Atlantic is actually cooling, and that the rate of cooling has now steepened up since 2004, and it's the uppermost Atlantic where they've been seeing an increased cooling taking place. And now they're seeing this impact on agriculture. So it's already starting. Winter is coming. Holy cow, it's like Game of Thrones. You better start watching it, Kane. White Walkers are going to be everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out how this
Whites will be everywhere.
Climate thing's going to play out.
It's winter is coming. But but everybody wants to, they all want to ignore this
Ice age though. Didn't this Earth had an ice age and then it all melted without man, without industry, without any of the things that people call bad for the environment, yet we melted all that ice to have what we have today as Earth. So what caused global warming then?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. I agree. I agree with you. You have like volcano. I mean, ultimately, what saved us out of the ice age was like the volcano eruptions, etc. We have our second hour on the way. Don't go anywhere. More of the Dana Show, folks, coming at you in minutes. Bulletproof coffee. Save yourselves. Don't try it.
the goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Cross. At a campaign rally in Jackson, Mississippi, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump linked the movement fueling his campaign to the United Kingdom's vote to leave the European Union.
They voted to break away from rule by large corporations and media executives who believe in a world without borders.
Trump says America is facing a vote similar to the Brexit vote in Britain.
They voted to reclaim control over immigration, over their economy, over their government.
Meanwhile, one of Trump's most reliable allies made plans to aid him this fall. The National Rival Association's Political Victory Fund has reserved about $2.7 million in TV commercials in September and October. The Obama administration is confirming a $1.3 billion payment in Iran just 2 days after a previous payment that some have called a ransom.
The Obama administration says the money was interest on a decades-old military sale that never occurred. The payments were made in 13 separate installments of $99,999,999.99. There was no explanation from the Treasury Department for keeping each payment just one penny under the $100 million mark. The money came from a contingency fund set up by Congress that allows the president to make those payments without congressional approval.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Ines. National Association of Realtors chief economist Lawrence Yoon says home prices are beyond what many potential buyers can afford.
Because home prices have risen too fast, too quickly, it's raising affordability challenges for renters. The first-time buyer participation still remains subdued.
The median home sales price was $244,000 in July. That's up 5.3% from a year ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Borders are calling more than 88,000 cars and SUVs in North America. Correspondent Linda Kenyon explains why.
The problem is a faulty fuel pump control module that can cause engines to stall without warning. The recall covers some Ford Taurus and Police Interceptor sedans. Also in the recall are Ford Flex wagons, Lincoln MKS sedans, and Lincoln MKT SUVs from the 2013 through 2015 model years. All of the vehicles involved have 3.5-liter turbocharged six-cylinder engines.
Ford says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries in the problem. Passenger traffic at New York's three major airports is on a record-setting pace. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says more than 60 million travelers use Newark Liberty LaGuardia, and Kennedy airports in the first 6 months of 2016. JFK, Newark, and LaGuardia all set individual passenger records. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In a visit to Ankara, Turkey, Vice President Biden says the U.S. cannot just snap its fingers and extradite a Muslim cleric the Turkish government believes incited a riot and a coup attempt.
The Constitution and our laws require for someone to be extradited that the court of the United States has to conclude there's probable cause to extradite.
Biden says a large group of U.S. lawyers is working on gathering enough evidence to win the extradition.
I know of no other case where as much time is being spent to make sure we find enough data to meet the court standard.
Turkish President Erdogan says there should be no delay in extraditing Muslim cleric Gulen from the U.S.
This leader of the Fetah terrorist organization needs to be extradited to Turkey as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels have captured a key border town from the Islamic State group. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
This is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
How long would it take you to build that wall, start to finish? You're a builder.
I'm very good at it, almost immediately. Now, if you would believe it, you know, they were going to build the wall a while ago, not so long ago, like in 06, and they couldn't get environmental impact statements. Can you believe it? But something was in the way. And you think of China in the South China Sea. They're building this massive fortress. They're building this massive military fortress, and they're digging that water. They're digging. And you know what happened? They said, let's do it on Sunday, and on Monday morning they started. Mm-hmm. So in our case, look, that wall's going to start very quickly. And Mexico will pay for the wall. They're going to pay for the wall.
Let me ask you that.
So almost immediately. That's there you have it, almost immediately. Second hour of the program. DanaRadio.com, at D-Lash on Twitter as well. Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. Two things, and these stories go together. The first one, Joe Biden, via Daily Caller, says terrorism is, quote, not an existential threat to the U.S. He was talking to The Atlantic's Steve Clemens. He goes, now, terrorism is a real threat, but it's not an existential threat to the existence of the United States of America. Terrorism can cause real problems, and it can undermine confidence, and it can kill relatively large numbers of people. But terrorism is not an existential threat. I'm just going to lay that on the table for you. That's Joe Biden. Kane, you looked confused over there.
Yeah, because he said, hold on,
what's wrong?
Before that, but it's not an existential threat, what does he say?
Yes.
Just reread that last sentence before that. Before that last part there?
The part where it can kill a bunch of people?
Yes.
Okay. He said, let me bring this back.
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
He says, terrorism is a real threat, but it's not an existential threat to the existence of the democratic country of the United States of America. Terrorism can cause real problems. It can undermine confidence. It can kill relatively large numbers of people. But terrorism is not an existential threat.
Okay. I really don't.
It can kill relatively large numbers of people, but it's not an existential threat.
Wow.
End quote.
Well, the first problem is we're a representative republic. And
that's number one, yes.
That's number one. And number two, if it kills relatively large numbers of people, I guess that is a threat, isn't it? Wouldn't that
be a kind of an existential threat.
Right.
I mean, because when you're talking about large numbers of people, you're talking about thousands and thousands of people that you would kill. Yeah, so it does kind of, it's confusing, isn't it?
It's weird.
It's ever so much confusing.
Well, it's politics.
There's a reason why I wanted, because I'm like, if it's terrorism is not an existential threat, then why do we have TSA situations like what we just saw in Minnesota? This little boy, Chili Bergstrom of Minnesota, was born with what they call Godlin-Hars syndrome. He's a 9-year-old boy, and he has a pacemaker. And because of the heart defects that he has, he's undergone 15 open heart surgeries. Bless his heart, he's only 9. But he's an aspiring pilot, and he's flown with his family all of his life. Now, Saturday, he's from Minnesota, and of course, he was at Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport. Unrelated to this story, I think that's one of the worst airports in the United States to fly from because their TSA agents are rude. They are absolutely rude. I have stories that I'll tell you after this. Oh, man, you're going to get me going. The Daily Mail has the story about how this little boy at Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport, he was denied to get, they wouldn't let him on the flight because they said that some terrorist plots use children fitted with devices. He was trying to fly home, but he was denied an alternative screening process. And then he was surrounded by a bunch of police and armed police and agents. They told his mom that they have stopped terrorists using children with pacemakers. What? And he has four heart defects still. He's got scars all over his little abdomen. And he's going to have to go through another open heart surgery. And because of everything that he's gone through, he's required to always request alternative screenings because he can't go through metal detectors. But the TSA refused. They said he had to go through a metal detector. And the mom was like, he can't. So they told him that he couldn't fly. And he said, and the TSA was accusing him at Sky Harbor. They accused him of wanting an exemption. And he says, I don't want that. I just want to go through the alternative screening like I always do. That's what the 9-year-old told them. So as he was surrounded by 18 TSA agents and police, and that's when the TSA agents told her in front of her child, the mom, that, well, some of these terrorists, they use children with pacemakers. So he sat on her lap crying for an hour, and they weren't allowed to fly. And he says, you know, they won't let me go through because I have a pacemaker. Remember all the airports that flunked all these tests and they allowed all these weapons to go through? He goes, this needs to go viral to protect other kids. He goes, it was scary and I thought it was my fault. He at one point had asked agents, quote, could you please explain to me what's happening right now because I'm not used to this. And that's the agent told them, you're not going to fly. She said the agents were rude. They refused to cooperate with the family. And the TSA... It was almost like they were bragging to her. Do you know how many kids we've stopped with pacemakers because they're used by terrorists? So this is what the parents are. And there are witness reports, by the way, that were backing up this family talking about how rude these agents. Now, I'm not saying all agents are rude. There's some good ones out there. I'll tell you from personal experience, there are jackasses at Phoenix Sky Harbor. I have yet to meet a nice agent at Phoenix Sky Harbor. I got stories for you on that. I have seen some things, and I have experienced firsthand the rudeness of their security at Phoenix Sky Harbor. So I am not surprised that they put this child through hell.
Well, you know, I just Googled terrorists using kids with pacemakers. Not one story.
But according to the parents and witnesses at Phoenix Sky Harbor, the agents were talking about how they stopped all these kids with, I mean, they're like superheroes at Phoenix Sky Harbor.
Right. You would think there'd be at least one news story about them stopping, you know, a terrorist with a pacemaker.
There's a reason why I love Arizona. I think Arizona is the most beautiful state besides my home state in the country. I think it's a gorgeous state. I love it there. I love the people. The agents that work at that airport, they make it to where I don't want to fly in through there because they are so, I watched, when I was at Phoenix Sky Harbor one time, I watched as a man pleaded with an agent, his elderly mother, who, I mean, and I'm not being rude, but she looked like she was 100 years old. She could barely get up. She was in a wheelchair, and they were making her walk through this thing unassisted. And he kept saying, she's going to fall, she's going to fall. And she kept trying to grab the metal detector to hold herself up. It was a huge ordeal, and they were really rude about it. And they were like, no, 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 you can't, you can't. And they were, like, barking at him. And he was like, is there an alternative process here? Because I've never had this. I've seen this. I went through there one time. Every time I've gone through Phoenix Sky Harbor, that's when I have been detained and taken to another room. Three different times we almost missed a flight. And we would get there 2 hours early. I was detained one time for an hour and 40 minutes by their security, and I almost missed my flight. They took me into one room when I went through Phoenix Sky Harbor. They said that I tested positive for explosives. I said I want a public search because by law I can request that. They refused, and they physically moved me to a room. I filed a complaint with TSA. And, of course, they don't do crap about it. I was physically moved to a room, and they made me take off my outer layer of my clothes, and they actually stuck their hands down my pants. Now, if this was, and it was molestation, because when the woman stuck her hands down my pants, the front of my pants, in any other situation, this would have been sexual assault. I'm not exaggerating. You guys know where I am on this stuff. Like, I have a pretty high tolerance of, you know, so when I get really mad about something, it's bad. And that happened three times. One time we went through, and as I went through, as my husband and I went through the scanner, we went through, they were making everybody go through this metal detector, and we had already gone through and were grabbing our bags, and then all of a sudden, the agent stopped someone else from going in, and then all of a sudden, after my husband had gone through, and after he went to already grab his bags, it sounded like they made the detector go off. And they're like, oh, nope, 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 you are random, and I lost my ever-loving mind on them. I said, this happens every damn time we fly through this airport. And one of the agents got in my face and said, well, if you don't like it, why don't you not fly? And that's when I lost it in public. God, you know, sorry. But I said, I'm sorry. Are we paying you for your uneducated moronic opinion? I'm like, you people are rude and you're unqualified to do the job that you're doing. I've gone through so many airports. Dallas TSA, I love them. They're as nice as could be. I have seen them be so accommodating, and they're able to do their job without being jerks. The ones at Phoenix Sky Harbor, four times I have flown through that airport, and it has been a disaster every time. Two of those times they held me for over an hour. It made me sit in a room for over an hour after they stuck their hands down my pants. So when I read this story about what Phoenix Sky Harbor did to this little boy, I am not surprised at all. Not surprised. And I flew through there so often, I'd see the same, and it was the same agents that were there. Rude as could be. Rude. I mean, and the mom was horrified. She's sitting here dealing with her son. They wouldn't let him fly. Wouldn't let him fly. And then when she was like, well, you sit here and you said that you stopped all these kids, that these 9-year-old boys, terrorist boys with pacemakers. When did you do that? And that's when the TSA agent got real short with her, she says, and said, oh, well, we're not at liberty to discuss this with you. She said no one at TSA has contacted her about this. And they're sharing this story because they're like, look, this is insane. I agree. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Yeah, I tell you, it infuriates me. So, first up, I feel like I'm not done with this story yet. Police are warning the public after a large snakeskin was found. Police in Maine are warning the public that a huge, and by huge, I mean this thing is ridiculous huge. It was spotted earlier this summer. They say it still may be around. It was found near a boat launch. A citizen contacted police after finding a snakeskin on a riverbank park. Now, this is not like a little bitty snakeskin, right? It's over 10 feet long. So they're like, yeah, this is kind of a big deal. They think maybe it may have been, they're trying to figure out what type of snake it is, but they think that it may have been a pet and got out, or someone let it loose. Yeah, as Kane goes, Kane puts in Slack, he goes, yeah, you know, they shed their skin to get bigger. They shed their skin to grow longer. Yeah. That's what they do. True story. I know. Oh, it's terrifying. A principal wants to ban the words boy and girl in her public elementary school. Here's another one. This is in Albuquerque. They adopted a transgender bathroom policy last year, and teachers at Carlos Rey Elementary received a letter from the school's top administrator, Principal Judith Tulumis, titled, quote, Gender Identity Procedural Directive, and it instructs the teachers to eliminate gender in their classrooms. They say, quote, in other words, from August 8, 2016, our students at Carlos Rey will be collectively addressed as students, coyotes, engineers, scientists, mathematicians, etc. It will be unacceptable to call our students boys and girls. What? But that's where they are. That's how they're...
Unacceptable?
Unacceptable. Yes.
Unacceptable to call them either boys or girls, depending on their...
Yes. Yes.
Unacceptable.
And according to the Daily Beast, they're saying that Trump used campaign donations to buy $55,000 of his own book. It's the Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again. They say they have this bigger story, but I haven't read the whole thing. But it's a FEC issued report that they have, and they've published it over on their website. I don't know if they've done anything on the Clinton Foundation stuff. Just going to lay that on the table for you, but there it is. Folks, national debt relief. I'm telling you what, we live in an Obama economy. You know we do. And you've seen the job pool just shrink. You have seen wages drop because businesses are burdened with Obamacare and everything else. You've seen your discretionary income shrink because you're paying more for Obamacare. You're paying more for your health care with fewer choices. It's bad right now, and there are a lot of people in debt. And it feels like credit card companies maybe have more control over your life than you do, but you have more control than you think. In fact, you have the right to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. So if you're thousands of dollars in debt, you don't have the choice. You are not limited to the choices of declaring bankruptcy or consolidating everything into a huge loan. Call National Debt Relief. They've helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. They have a proven track record of success. They have amazing reviews online, and they negotiate with creditors. They're the advocates that you want in your corner. You don't have to panic when your bills come in the mail, and you don't have to pay just the minimum and give credit card companies thousands of your dollars in interest. You can be proactive and end that cycle of debt with National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. So you deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice that you never knew you had. Call today by dialing *DEBT on your cell phone. That's *DEBT or *33282. Cellular rates may apply.
Fiber. What is it? Why do you need it? And where do you get it? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the standard American diet, well nicknamed the sad diet, you can bet there's way too little fiber. And what exactly is fiber? It's the part of fruit and veggies that you can't absorb. Here's the thing. Remember, your colon is just a sausage tube. When stuff goes in the top, stuff comes out the bottom. And fiber is the fuel that keeps things moving along. Without it, you're all plugged up. But fiber does more. It fills you up so you don't overeat, helps prevent diabetes, and lowers your cholesterol. DCOC advice, depending on your age, a woman needs roughly 25 grams, a man 35 grams. To help you understand this, an apple has 4 grams of fiber, a handful of almonds, 3.5, a cup of lentils, a whopping 15 grams. And as fiber works best with water, keep hydrated. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
West Valley High School Athletic Boosters, a nonprofit organization, would like to invite you to our first annual Hall of Fame dinner being held Saturday, August 27th, 6 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. No Host Bar featuring Wild Card Brewery. We are celebrating alumni Bry Walther, Tabitha Wampler, Maria Orozco, Pam Davis, Wes Gray, Michael Walker, and Joe Bergon. Tickets can be purchased at the Elegant Bean Coffee Shop in Cottonwood. We look forward to seeing you there. All proceeds benefit the high school athletic programs.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone.
It's happening. Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
Kane and I are trading horror stories, TSA horror stories. Because, I mean, I get so mad about that. I mean, stories like this. Oh, my gosh. I get so aggravated about all of that stuff. It's sad. I mean, you shouldn't. This is why I'm saying, like, if Joe Biden's like, oh, well, you know, terrorism doesn't pose an existential threat. Okay, then why can we privatize airline security? Why do you need, you know, the TSA? And like I said, there's some really good TSA folks out there. I've seen some really, really kind people who have been really cool. But then, you know, I've seen some horrible people who have actually, you know, ruined travel for individuals. I was talking to a pilot for American Airlines, and he was like, nobody's angrier about this stuff, about the TSA, than the pilots and the airline staff, because they put these people through hell. And some airports, he says, are worse than others. And the And he's like, you know, and you get customers who've been through it, and they blame the airlines for it, and the airlines don't have anything to do with it. And he's like, the airlines would love to be able to privatize security. And he's like, I know that they could do a heck of a lot better job. And he's like, and they would take the good agents and have them working for them. That's true. True story. It angers me. Anyway, have you guys had bulletproof coffee? We need to have this conversation. And also, we need to go over some polling data, ladies and gentlemen. And Hillary Clinton is giving a speech Thursday, guys. Do you think she's going to take any press questions? That was rhetorical. You know she's not. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
Now, you and I both know that criminals can attack at any moment. I want to share a situation that happened to John, one of my fellow United States Concealed Carry Association members. At 2:30 in the morning, two thugs broke into John's house through a kitchen window. John was woken from a dead sleep to the sound of his 10-year-old daughter's chilling scream. John sprang from bed and grabbed his Springfield XD from a locked bedside safe, prepared to stop any threat to his home and family. Luckily for the thugs, the time it took John to unlock the safe is what saved their lives. But here's my question. Would you know what to do if this happened to you? Here's the good news. The USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that will arm you with 23 life-saving strategies, transforming you into the ultimate protector of your loved ones. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's protectthemtoday.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for optimal offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia. Sale ends September 5th.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Bingo.
Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400.
Cash.
$25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game
for a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
So this morning I made myself a different kind of coffee. I made a bulletproof coffee. That's what they call it. Now you're probably like, if you follow me on Twitter, you learned what happened with that. So I immediately thought, oh, this is going to be great. Right? Because all of our friends, first off, we heard this from all of our special op veterans friends. They're like, oh, yeah, we drink this in the morning. We get a ton of energy. And I'm like, hey, I'll have a cup of coffee. I do sometimes, if I have cold coffee, I'll put beet juice in it. Sometimes I just want just a cup of black coffee. I have a cup of black coffee every morning. It's because I'm used to the taste and it's how I start my day. So everyone's like, oh, you'll like it because it's healthier and there's good oils in here because I'm paleo. And so, like, the fats and oils are great, right? So they said, well, there's butter in it, which is not really paleo, but we'll pretend. I'm lacto-paleo. I made that up. So there's butter in it. It's black coffee, butter, and coconut oil. Now, all of these three things are great, right? Coconut oil's good. Butter is good, right? Coffee, good. These are all delicious things, right? You love them. So you take it, and you put it in a blender, and it goes from, and then it turns the coffee, it's like foamy kind of at the top, and it looks like coffee with a skirt. I like coffee black and bitter like my heart, but I thought that this might be smooth or something. I don't know. And so Chris put it all in a blender, and then we each had some. Now, he liked it. He was like, yeah, this is great. Woo! And I tried it. And it took me a minute to figure out what the hell was going on in my mouth. Because I felt like I was drinking something I put my lobster leg in. You know what I mean? Like when you go to Joe's Crab Shack and you get some of that drawn butter and you dip that lobster meat in there and you're like, mmm. Or that crab meat, you dip a crab leg in there, mmm, good, right? Those are, you know, your bug meat. When you dip your bug meat in the butter, it's good. But not with coffee. It's and I felt like I was drinking something I dipped seafood in and also coconut oil and coffee. It was weird. My mouth felt weird after. Like, you know, it was like slick. I don't know. It was messed up. And the more I couldn't figure out what was happening. I'm like, I could kind of go either way. Like, I could like it, or I could loathe it. I don't know yet. So I took another sip. And the more that I drank, the more I realized, this is awful. This is horrible. This is the worst thing I've ever had to drink. Oh, my gosh, this is bad. And I wanted to dump it down the sink, but then I had my mom's voice about, there are children starving in the world. I would love that butter and oil. Like, I don't know. It was like drinking, excuse me, it made me feel sick, Todd, because it was gross. It was heavy. Mm. It made my mouth gummy. It was so bad. Oh, I couldn't even finish it. Oh, it was so gross. Oh. And I could not drink it. I couldn't drink it. And I had even put out there, I said, this is the worst thing that I've ever had to drink in my entire life. And my friend David Burge was like, no, you can't say that until you tried some of Jepson's Malort. And then he's like, Malort is basically a Molotov cocktail with a screw-on lid instead of a rag. Have you ever had bulletproof coffee?
I have had bulletproof coffee.
You know why they call it bulletproof? Because the fat and the oils stop a bullet.
Is that why?
Oh, it made my mouth gum.
I heard it was good for your brain. Like, there's these medium-chain triglycerides you're supposed to add to it. There's these MCT oil you're supposed to add to it as well.
I don't even know what that is. Who keeps that in their home? Do you have this MCTV oil? Do you have this oil? Do you have this special kind of oil?
Fatty,
of course I do.
It's a fatty acid.
I keep all this crazy crap in my pantry. Right here by the gold flakes.
Now, it's naturally found in coconut oils, which is why you get it, you use the coconut oil.
Do you have a kitchen or a laboratory, Kane?
Mm.
Marty wants to know.
That's a good question, because I do a lot of experimentation in the
Apparently.
Kitchen.
Marty, get on that. What is it, the MCJ9 oil or whatever the hell it is? Marty, do you have any of that stuff?
I do not have any of that in my house.
Do you think he's making this up as
not,
I do?
I'm not making...
I mean, if Kane was making it up, would we know?
No, that's the thing. Well, we don't know.
I guess we'll just have to leave it at that.
So you're supposed to put some kind of...
Well, coconut oil has the medium chain triglycerides in it. So this is what you're supposed to... This is what is supposed to be the bulletproof portion of it. This is what helps your brain in the morning, like, charge. That's what you're supposed to be getting out of bulletproof coffee.
I don't buy it.
She looks like her mouth is still gummy.
Oh, it's bad. I told Chris, I said, I go, put it in my Yeti. And he goes, no, because you're not going to drink it. I go, just put it in there. And he's like, no, you're going to dump it out and then say you had some. I know. Yes, I will. Oh, I just, because there's no way I could, because every time I had a sip.
How would you describe the taste? Like if you're to describe the taste, I get the consistency. Like, you've been really accurate.
It was weird.
With the consistency. But what about the taste? Like, what did you say? Wow, that tastes like.
It was weird because I felt like, you know how in Willy Wonka, when what's her face, Violet Beauregard, when she has that gum and it goes terribly, terribly wrong.
Oh yeah.
So she's like, all right, we're starting with the first course, and then she moves into, oh, this is some meatloaf. I can feel the juice go down my throat. So when I started it, it was like a coconutty coffee. I'm like, this isn't bad. This is slightly tropical. Okay, I like the first, like right when I had it in my mouth, I was like, okay, yeah, this is slightly, okay, this isn't bad. And then all of a sudden, I got kicked in the throat by this taste of drawn butter. And it was, no. And then everyone's like, oh, Dana, make sure you're using the Kerrygold butter. Isn't it the Irish butter?
Yeah, it's the grass-fed.
Why can't I just go and be like, give me some country crock? Like, what's the difference?
I don't think so.
Everyone's like, did you mix it in a blender? Yes.
Yes, you did.
Did you beat it with a bat, Dana? You have to beat the coffee with a bat before you actually get the full taste of it. Then you put it in the blender. Did you beat it with the bat before you put it? Yes, I did all those things.
Is verbally beating it cupped?
Like somehow putting it in a blender is going to make it less heinous.
Well, it helps all of the oils infused with the water of the coffee, and it just makes it all whippy and...
Sounds like nonsense to me.
Yeah. And nonsense.
It was. It tasted like nonsense.
Well, you either love it or you are, you know, Dana in this case.
I felt like it congealed at the back of my throat.
Oh, God.
Like, as I was drinking it, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, just turned into a...
You drink it hot, right? I mean, you drink it hot?
Yes, okay. Am I supposed to drink it some other way?
No, hot is the way to go.
It was hot, because everyone's like, did you drink it hot? And I'm like, am I not supposed to? Yes. I don't understand. I think it was, like, congealing out of... It was cooled by my confusion, and it congealed right at the back of your throat. And I'm just, oh, I don't know about that. It was a thick coffee. It was heavy. Like, I could have basted some rolls with it. And we put in the proper amount. Now, okay, now then there's this big argument. Dana, you're only supposed to put in the oil or the butter. And then the people who are like, no, you're supposed to put in both. Everyone is all not on the same page. I'm so confused.
Well, when I did it, I used butter, and the other, the grass-fed, all-natural... No GMO butter.
What if it's not grass-fed? What if they're, like...
I don't know.
Sitting some... What if they're, like, cows who weren't fed grass?
That's a great question.
I mean, does it make it more horrible?
I think it does. I think it does.
What is wrong?
It actually takes away from the health benefit. And then...
You're drinking butter! I mean, what? You're drinking butter! What?
Well, it's infused with coffee. It's infused with coffee. It's not just butter.
That's a full breakfast.
See, here's my thing. I'll just put the butter on the toast and have my coffee black. Like, why can't that work?
So, yeah, what is the difference? Okay, let's go to that point for a moment. What is the difference between having a cup of delicious black coffee and some buttered toast?
Right.
And then maybe...
I guess the carbs in the toast,
some
maybe.
Coconut. I don't know. Like, what?
Coconut oil. Like, you can use... They make coconut spreads... Where have you seen those flavored coconut spreads?
No.
And it, you know how coconut oil is a solid.
I try to get in and out of the weird food stores as quickly as possible. Because somebody with Birkenstocks comes up and tries to tell me about essential oils. And so I just need to leave.
Well, never mind. Then I'm never going to sell you on the idea. But if you had a great experience this time with Bulletproof Coffee, this conversation would be different.
Do you get mad cow disease from non-grass-fed butter? John wants to know.
That's a great
on Twitter
question. I don't think so. I think it has to do with eating the meat of cows that are already infected.
Why do you have to use the Irish butter? Because everyone's like, oh, Dana, have you tried the Kerrygold? Like, why?
Is that an all-natural,
I don't know. Like, what is, I don't know.
More healthy butter?
I don't know. You're drinking butter, so...
Yeah, and Marty brings up a great point.
Marty goes, Marty, just come on the mic and say it. Yeah. You can do it.
I was just going to say, people survived for generations without putting butter in their coffee, and I think we will be fine without continuing to do that.
Yeah.
I think it messed with my head.
It was supposed to.
No, like, not in a good way.
Oh.
It was just... My head felt heavy, like I wanted to fall over.
Yeah.
Like, it was larger than the rest of my body. It was weird.
Something wasn't done right.
I couldn't help but think every time... My tongue fought through the thick coffee just to get it to the back of my throat. I couldn't help but think, like, am I just, you know, drinking diluted cellulite here? Like, what? Because it felt like that. It felt like I don't know, I had that image, that mental image. It was bad. So bad. Oh, Chris chugged it. Oh, so nasty.
I think that's the only way you can actually get through it.
I can't chug things. You're
not a chugger?
No, I'm not. Oh, no. Makes my nose run so bad. So bad. Save yourselves. Don't drink it ever. It's so bad. My mouth is all, like, watery now. Ugh. Like in a vomit way, not in a good way. It's so bad. Oh, my nose is running. I think I'm allergic.
Oh, we better go to break then.
Oh, man. Oh, I bet. You know who doesn't drink their coffee like that because they're Americans? Patriot Mobile. So, hang on. This is bad. My mouth is all gummy. Look, when you are spending money on a service, yes, you're paying your cell phone bill, but you want to make sure that the cell phone company is not taking the money that you pay for your bill and using it to fund things like, anti-Second Amendment issues or Planned Parenthood. There exist phone companies out there that do that. Credo Mobile is one of them. They've given over $80 million to causes like this. They're the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. And there's never been any kind of alternative for cell phone service in making sure that your money is going towards things that you support until Patriot Mobile came around. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider, and it was set up to fund conservative causes and initiatives. It's way better than your current mobile phone provider. I'm just going to say it because they have way better customer service. You save on average 10 to 15% on your phone bill. I saved 13% on my phone bill my last 2 months. And they donate part of your bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today for switching. You'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk, text, data for just $70 a month. And you know that your money is going towards something that you support. Your phone is powering the issues that you support. So put your money where your values are. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. Use promo code Dana and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. That's 800, the letter A, PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeats.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less, is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy. Everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's happening. Dana's on it.
It's on.
The Dana Show.
At D Lash on Twitter. Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. And we got some Florida Man. Let's get to it.
Hey, brother. It's time to check in on Florida Man.
So I am not even sure what to start with. Let's start with the face-eating kid, teenager. So, Miami Herald reports that the Florida teenager who may have been on Flacca and killed a couple and ate a dude's face, Austin Haroof, he was a sophomore at FSU, he was spending summer break with family, and that's when he snapped, killed two of his neighbors, stabbed a third, and chewed on the face and the abdomen, face and stomach. He ate the face and stomach of one of the dead victims. Oh my gosh, how does, man. So he is sedated with a breathing tube in a Palm Beach County hospital because he guzzled chemicals he found in the garage while he was going on his rampage. They said they were speculating, based on what they were seeing in bodily fluids, that he had ingested something pretty caustic from the garage. And he tested negative for marijuana, heroin, and cocaine. They're waiting for other toxicology reports, and they say they're due in about a week or so. They're testing for basalt and flaca. And when he arrived at the airport or at the hospital, he told deputies initially, "Test me. You won't find any drugs." So when he's released, he's going to be for 2 counts of first-degree murder, attempted murder, or armed burglary, resisting arrest without violence. So he's still sedated because he's in critical but stable condition because of apparently he like went through and drank everything that they had in their garage. Which, wow, like what drug do you have to be on to do that? Because he was totally normal and fine, and then he just snapped, they said. Crazy. TC Palm says this is an Indian River. A Florida woman was in the, according to the sheriff's office case, the Florida woman was in a hotel lobby without any clothes on. She was described as a suspicious person. There's a lady lacking clothes in the lobby. So at the hotel, Florida woman Bobby Fats said she was staying with a friend in room 203. She said she had an anxiety attack, according to the deputy who spoke with her, and that she was okay. She says there's no issue in the room, no reason to go up there. Everything's fine. Like, no reason at all to go up to the room. At all. You don't need to go. She was real adamant about it. Adamant enough that the deputy did finally go up and go check out the room, and that's where he found all this drug paraphernalia, crack cocaine, glass tubes, all of this stuff. And they said that they had no idea how these things got into the room. They weren't there, drug paraphernalia. They have no idea how they got there. So, of course, she's been arrested. She was taken into custody. Isn't that kind of always the case, though, by the way? Like, when you are, you see these cases and they always say, oh, we don't know how it got there. It's not ours. A Florida man was killed in a dog attack, 83-year-old Michael Downing. This is sad. He was killed by his neighbor's dogs about 4 p.m. last Friday. The dogs got out and got out through a hole in the fence, and they dragged him through the yard. And apparently dismembered him, according to Action News Jax. I know. Apparently, the owner never took care of them. He kept them in small pens. They lived in filth. He hit them repeatedly with closed fists, and he didn't take care of them. So they were raised up to be cruel because the owner is cruel. And I think the owner should also be charged because that's also animal abuse, what that guy did. If you can't take care of a pet, and that's horrible what happened to this man. And it's because this guy could not raise and train his animals. Isn't that horrific? Oh, my gosh. Tomorrow we'll get into how a Florida bus driver, let a 5-year-old girl off on a busy highway. See, these are all sad stories today, right? Kind of a bummer. Keep it here. Third hour of the show coming up in minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. No serious injuries have been reported after multiple tornadoes touched down today in central Indiana. Some apartment buildings had their roofs sheared. Thousands have lost power. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says his state dodged a bullet.
It is truly remarkable that there are such a few number of injuries or worse in the wake of this storm, given the fact that it literally struck Howard County virtually at shift change in the afternoon in a great manufacturing town and about the time kids were getting out of school.
Governor Pence says he'll tour storm-damaged Howard and Montgomery counties on Thursday to assess the damage. The death toll stands at 159, but the number of dead and missing remains uncertain. In three hard-hit towns in central Italy struck by a pre-dawn earthquake, the towns were being visited by thousands of vacationers. Searchers are probing wreckage for signs of life. There are cheers when survivors are pulled out, wails when bodies are recovered. The number of people registering for federal disaster aid after Louisiana's heavy flooding continues to rise. The state said Wednesday the number of registrants with the Federal Emergency Management Agency has reached 119,000. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards announced the start of the Sheltered Home Program for state residents displaced by the flooding.
This program seeks to very quickly get people back into their homes. That's where our people want to be. They want their kids going back to their schools. They want to live in their neighborhoods, their communities, and they want to attend their church.
A storm that began August 12th dumped as much as 2 feet of water in some areas within 48 hours. A down day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 65 points to close at 18,481. The S&P 500 lost 11, while the NASDAQ lost 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca plans to sell its molecule antibiotics business to Pfizer in a deal that will be valued in excess of $1.5 billion. When rights, royalties, and other payments are included.
The sale marks a thawing of relations between the British company and New York-based Pfizer following an acrimonious battle to avoid a takeover just a few years ago. Under the deal, AstraZeneca will sell the commercialization and development rights in most markets globally outside the United States. It includes an upfront payment of $550 million.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A man who claimed to have a bomb seized a bank in the center of Moscow and took 4 people hostage Wednesday evening, but he surrendered peacefully a few hours later. Russian news organizations identified the man as a 55-year-old bankrupt businessman who, in recent years, had made numerous appeals to the government to do more to help those in bankruptcy. Video shows him inside a Citibank branch with something he claimed to be a bomb. It turned out to be a fake. This is townhall.com. House leaders promise a vote on the measure to exempt Olympic winnings from taxes.
Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising to schedule floor debate and a vote on a measure that would exempt the $2,085,000 won by U.S. athletes in Rio, as well as any upcoming winnings at the Paralympics, from taxes. The Senate's already agreed to do that. In addition to medals, American Olympic champions get $25,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver, and $10,000 for bronze.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Ines. U.S. women's goalkeeper Hope Solo is suspended for 6 months by U.S. Soccer for disparaging comments about Sweden following the Americans' early departure from the Rio Olympics. Solo called the Swedes a bunch of cowards for focusing on defense rather than attacking the three-time defending champion U.S. team. Sweden eliminated the Americans 4-3 on penalty kicks that Solo allowed following a 1-1 draw in a quarterfinal Olympic match. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Not available.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
We want the FBI director to look at those people that Hillary Clinton gave access to this information who did not have a security clearance. There's classified information. It's so classified that even I, as the chairman of the Oversight Committee, I can't see it. But Hillary Clinton gave it to people who don't have a security clearance.
Well, he's right. Jason Chaffetz is correct. That is what happened. It did. That's exactly what happened. Oh, third hour of the program. DanaRadio.com, Eddie Lash on Twitter as well. A few things to touch up on. Clinton's actually going to be speaking on Thursday. You think she's going to be answering any of the questions? Do you think she's going to be answering any press questions? That's number one. That answer is no. Do you think that she's going to discuss this situation at all? No. No. Her speech is going to be about the alt-right, which, oh boy, here we go. It's not going to be good. There's the split on the right, and there's this part of the alt-right, which is not technically a great term, but she's going to make that synonymous with anybody who is on the right, and that's going to be unfortunate, but that's what she's going to be doing. Not looking forward to that at all. I was looking at some of the latest polling, which we're going to be going over as well.
Which polls?
Getting into the all of them.
Says who?
The polls.
Which
I just
polls?
Told you. Some of them. All of them?
All of them.
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. That's good. I'm glad we... tell you, this is going to be scary stuff. It's scary stuff. Crazy stuff. But she is going to be speaking in this Thursday. I don't know what time. She's going to be in Reno, Nevada on Thursday. She's going to talk about the campaign hires. Kellyanne Conway is the only one. Kellyanne Conway was actually, I think that when she worked with Cruz, I think that's where her and Cruz sort of split, because she's been kind of, she would have been blasted as an amnesty supporter at the beginning of the primary. Now, I don't know if her position has changed or if that's why we're getting some of the language that we're getting from Trump. It seems some of his supporters seem to think that that is the case, but we'll see as it goes. I mean, we can only tell with what's been put out there so far, and that's all we have to go on at this point. But Hillary Clinton's going to be speaking, and she's specifically, I think it's just going to be, she's going to be going after the Republicans the entire speech. So that should be interesting. I know you're going to, you should watch it, because you want to know what the other side's saying. You definitely want to know what they're saying. In fact, coming up, you also should be paying attention to the polling, too, because one of the things that I have new polling from Florida, from Virginia, from Texas as well, which is a little unsettling. Trump leads Clinton by 6 in the latest poll, this from the Texas Tribune. And I also have a new polling in nationally. She's got a 12-point lead over him nationally, The Hill reporting. And we're going to go through some of the RCP stuff. And you have to, we got to be so careful with this. And I'm going to say this again, because I cannot emphasize the importance of this to everybody. So back when Romney ran back in 2012, remember, everybody, we all discarded the polling, all of us, because we thought there is no way that somebody who has this economic message and has substantive plans for fixing this Obama economy, there is no way that you will be able to convince people to not support that particular candidate. Remember? Because this is when people really started losing their health care plans, and it was, I mean, it still is bad, but that's when it really, people really actually started to acknowledge that it was bad. And we thought, how many of us thought it was a shoo-in? Don't lie, because I have all the headlines saved. Oh, I have all of them. Everyone thought, oh, look at this. They discounted, not only did they discount the public polling, but Romney also discounted even the internals. They kept thinking that, oh, well, everybody's going to show up. It's going to be a massive turnout. I remember, because I was all on television talking about all of this. That's when I was still with CNN. And I left CNN to actually be able to go on Fox and do some other stuff, and to come down here to Texas. But this, I remember doing all of the primary and all of the caucuses back in 2012, and then getting into the general election and going over all of the raw data from everything, and how it was unfortunate, because when the numbers came in, it was pretty much right in line with what we saw state by state polling, what we saw nationally, and what we saw projected with electoral. And we had discounted everything because we didn't understand the electorate. And we thought we did. And the Romney campaign thought they did. I will never forget seeing the numbers come in from Florida. You remember how Karl Rove was apoplectic? He didn't want to believe all the public numbers and the internals telling him. He didn't believe it. He kept thinking that there's going to be a pocket of people that show up and it's going to be amazing. And I am very concerned because I'm seeing the exact same things happening now. And you are not conceding when in August you note that there is a difference in numbers between the two candidates. The way to concede the race is to ignore what every single poll is telling you and to believe that there's, oh, well, it's not going to be that way come November 8th. Just watch. That's how you concede the race. I see everybody making the exact same mistakes they made in 2012. I mean, literally the exact mistakes. Some of the talking points, some of the things I heard from Kellyanne Conway today are the exact things I heard from Romney's spokesperson back in 2012. I am not even kidding you. I actually stopped when I heard that audio soundbite. I stopped and I went, wait, what? And I had to Google what everyone was saying about Romney at the time. And it's legit like the exact same thing that they said. And as a result of this, the campaign didn't go to those, they didn't look at the, they didn't break it down. They didn't look and say, okay, well, this is the group. We're not doing as well with this group. We're not doing as well in this area. They kept thinking that it was all a fluke. And so as a result, they didn't work to shore up those areas. And you can't do that again. You can't, I mean, again, unless you want to concede the race, that's, you have to, that's part of even political warfare. You find where your weak spots are and you bring them up to strength. And by excusing everything and saying, oh, well, it's the polls are bad, you're not waging a good political battle. And no, not all the polls are bad. It's every single poll, literally every single poll but one. And that's because it oversampled Republicans, not by a lot, but by about, you know, 4 points more than Democrats, which could contribute to. But you can't say that. And I know Kellyanne Conway's in a difficult spot because When you are a pollster, as she is, and then you're brought on as the campaign manager, you always have to defend the campaign. It's the Stone rule: attack, 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 never defend. You always have to cheerlead, but at the same time, I think that you can still do that while you're also being honest about the lay of the land. Now I'm going to get into some of these polls because there are some concerning things to look at, and again, you concede the race by not bringing these areas up to strength. And if people don't get it right, we will see a repeat of 2012. I'm not kidding you. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, this was funny. Daily Caller has, because they've been going through all of these emails released, and it shows that Uma Abedin used to put Hillary down for nap time. She was the director of nap time while at the State Department. There was one email in question on January 11th, 2013. It was ahead of a meeting with the French foreign minister, Daily Caller reports. The email did not contain a message in the body, but the subject line read, "Reminder, Fabius at 3:30, take nap." Yeah. So it was nap time. She was the, and Fabius, so that was Francis, Laurent Fabius was Francis foreign minister up until 2016. Yeah, it was nap time. That was great. Look at that. She was the director of naps. All of the, I mean, this is the kind of just crazy. Commercial flights have been deemed too burdensome for Hillary Clinton, says New York Post. Too burdensome for her. Instead of flying between New York and D.C. like a common traveler, she wanted the Air Force to fly her because she didn't feel well enough to fly commercial, say newly released emails. An exchange from May 4th, 2009 between Clinton and Abedin showed the former Secretary of State trying to figure out how to avoid the, quote, burdensome shuttle. The shuttle refers to the hourly commercial plane service between New York and D.C. She says, quote, "Do you think we could get a plane for a Westchester flight back tonight?" in an email that was released this week via Judicial Watch's FOIA request. She says, "It's going to rain all day and I still don't feel great, so idea of playing a guessing game with the shuttle is really burdensome to me. What do you think? Could be any time that works for the Air Force." About an hour and 40 minutes later, Abedin replied, "Yes, of course, looking into it. Around what time do you think?" Clinton asked, "6 or 7, does that work?" Now, we don't know if she was able to actually, if she got a ride off of this or not, but that was, it was too burdensome for her. I know. I'm telling you. She's just so, she is so down with the people. So down with the people. Good heavens. And you pay for that. But just again, to reminder, you pay for all of that. Just some, this is a crazy story. NBC4 had this. This was via Associated Press as well. This is Columbus, Ohio. A woman, a homeless woman, proved that Social Security owed her $100,000. See, they think that Social Security that they take from you is their money. That's what they think. It said, for years, this piece, Wanda Witter has lived on the streets in Washington, D.C., trying to persuade officials that Social Security owes her more than $100,000. The 80-year-old woman says people had dismissed her as crazy for years. But then finally, someone listened, and on Tuesday, she received the $99,999 payout via Washington Post. She moved to D.C. in 1999 to seek work when she lost her job as a machinist in New York years earlier. And even though she earned a paralegal certificate to prepare for a new career, she remained jobless. In 2006, she decided to draw Social Security benefits. However, the monthly checks varied wildly, anywhere from $900 to $300. Believing it was wrong, she didn't cash them and sought help. If I just cashed them, who would believe me that they were wrong, she said. So she remained homeless. She bedded down on the concrete in a sleeping bag. She kept a tower of three suitcases, one containing her Social Security paperwork, next to her. In 2015, social worker Julie Turner listened, and instead of dismissing her as crazy, she patiently waited through the documents and verified the story. She said she was right all along, and they did owe her all of that money. So she and an attorney took her case, and in June, Social Security finally acknowledged it, and they wrote her a check, the $999, the most that could be written on the spot. And then last week, she received her first full payment. So she received the full deposit from the Social Security Department in her bank account Tuesday, and she has a little studio apartment now on Capitol Hill.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. That's insane, that story. But that's how they work. It's your money. This is why it needs to be totally privatized. I trust taking care of my money more than the government taking care of it, right? I mean, do you want to put your savings account? Would you just give all your savings to the government? Because that's what they're trying to argue, that they would be better at it with your money that they take out than you would. And, of course, Tesla has a new model that they say is fast as a Ferrari or a Porsche. Interesting. Tesla's, they say that they have this. It's one of the fastest cars on Earth. It's a new battery that's going to allow its Model S to go from 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. That makes it the fastest production car in the world, right? To be fair, note CNN Money, Porsche 918 Spyder and the La Ferrari are both capable of that acceleration, but both of those cars were limited-run million-dollar vehicles that are no longer for sale. Tesla's new, speedier cars, they say, will be much less expensive, starting at about $134,000. The new battery is dubbed the P100DP for performance and will be available for Tesla's Model S sedans and Model X SUVs. Craziness. Quick break. We have a lot more of the show to get into. The latest in polling and a really good article from my friend Ed Morrissey that I want to delve into. Also, a second-grade teacher has a very unique homework policy, which has gone viral. We'll discuss. Keep it here.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing **DEBT on your mobile phone. That's **DEBT or **3328. Cellular rates may apply.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
So over, well, in Texas, as you know, the college professors who are trying to say, well, it's a violation of our First Amendment rights if students are able to exercise their Second Amendment rights on college campuses, because campus carry is a law. And it's insane to me that everyone's like, oh, they treat college kids as adults, but then they start calling them children when it comes to campus carry. These are the same people who have no problems if high school kids have abortions, but they have huge problems if actual legal adults on college campuses want to lawfully and peacefully carry a firearm for their own protection. And so three college professors had sued because they said somehow, bizarrely, it violated their First Amendments. The judge was was like, you guys are full of crap, and that's done. It's done, and it's the law now. And so now, first day in many universities across the state of Texas, first day of school, and they've been protesting over at University of Texas, UT, and they've been, I was going back and forth with Kane and Marty as to whether or not I could name it. They decided to hand out silicone phalluses.
Ox K. Can we do the pig Latin?
Can we do pig Latin, Marty?
Yes, we can do pig Latin, I think.
Because I was going to say it backwards. Okay, so they're saying ox K, not glocks. No. Because the FCC are a bunch of fascists, and I can't even say certain words. Because I'll have filet mignon Clyburn come down and wreak all holy hell on us. Her name's Mignon Clyburn. Give me a break. Anyway, so this, it's ox K, not glocks. These are also the same people, I'm sure, who bemoan the campus rape culture. Because somehow, I told you, anti-gun advocates are obsessed with sexualizing the Second Amendment. So somehow, yeah, they want to hand out silicone phalluses. Phalluses or phalluses? I don't know. It's like Elvis. You don't say Elvises, it's Elvi. Phalli?
Phallus-i?
You say that? Like instead of cactuses, it's cacti.
The science we get into on the show.
Yeah, I know. I love the words. It's great. Anyway, so they're doing the ox K, not glocks. These people are ridiculous. Yeah, keep it here. We have that to get into, plus the latest polling and a very good article, cheerleading and truth telling. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal Phone Company, whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently,
The California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. Make sure you check it out. I was talking with you all just a little bit previously about some of the latest polling data, and I want to go through it. And again, I can't emphasize enough: you can't discount every poll. Even Kellyanne Conway had said to CNN just recently that yes, the polls are correct, and you need to be able to know what the lay of the land is. So we don't get into the position in the situation like we were in 2012, where the Romney camp and the RNC bizarrely did not want to believe a single in anything, which was incredibly unfortunate because we kept thinking that it was going to be, I mean, everybody thought, oh my gosh, it's going to work. And we don't have anything to worry about, basically. And so there is a number, I'm looking at the latest in terms for RCP, the latest in polling data. And looking at Trump versus Clinton, She still has about a little over a five. Well, it's about 5.4 spread. And these are all from the polls that have just been taken. The earliest is August 1st through the 4th. The latest, the RCP average was just figured yesterday. The new RCP average was just figured yesterday. So I wanted to look at a couple of new, including some of the state-by-state stuff, which people aren't paying attention to that, and oh my gosh, you guys got to. And let's start with the one that really kind of freaked me out from the Texas Tribune. Because you're always going to, this is, I mean, Texas is a pretty solid red state. It's a solid red state. Texas Tribune poll, and it's pretty evenly sampled, has Trump leading Hillary Clinton by only 6 points in Texas. Now, some people who might not be familiar with the state of Texas and the politics here, they're like, well, that's great. Yeah, of course he is leading. No, no, no. He should be leading her here by double digits. That worries me. It really worries me. He should be leading her by double digits. It should not be a 44 to 38%. Now, it's public policy polling, and I haven't looked at everything with it. It corresponds with what I've seen on RCP earlier, where it gets into how it is not as big of a lead as previous candidates have had in Texas. Now, I'm not quite sure why that is. I don't know if it's because of immigrants. I don't know what it is. So I don't, like I said, I haven't broken down the crosstabs in this one yet. Now, however, and looking at some of these other, and some of these other polls here, Florida, this, Hot Air had noted this as well. They think Florida might be becoming increasingly not competitive. You don't want a Colorado and a Virginia. Colorado used to be fairly red, and then you had a lot of progressives move in the state, and they flipped a state legislature in two cycles because of the Blueprint, which is an actual book. You should get it. There is a polling institute, St. Leo University Polling Institute, shows that Clinton has a secure lead in Florida by 14 points in a June poll. She's still winning that margin after the conventions. There are still opportunities for Trump to make up that distance, but they are becoming few and far between. And they say that they get into the characteristics, they, you know, men and women and et cetera, et cetera. There's also a Quinnipiac poll which showed Hillary up 13 points. There was a couple of other polls which showed that she had a double-digit lead in Florida. And then there's the Monmouth poll from Missouri, which used to be a battleground state. Romney actually took it in 2012 by a full 9 points. It's Trump is ahead by 1 point in the state of Missouri. So you have only a 6-point lead in Texas, a 1-point lead in Missouri. She's got a double-digit lead in Florida. It's concerning. Virginia, which is the other tough state, which you got, I mean, this is a battleground. You have a Roanoke College poll of Virginia. And Clinton has opened up a 16-point lead amongst likely voters in Virginia, 48 to 32. Johnson has 8% of likely voters. Jill Stein only has 3. 9 are undecided. In a two-way match, and this is what I find interesting, when you break this down, Johnson isn't taking from Trump. Stein isn't taking from Trump. They're taking from Hillary Clinton. When you eliminate the Libertarian and Green Party candidates, Clinton's lead goes up to 19 points. Trump only peels off maybe a couple of points from Gary Johnson. The rest go to Hillary Clinton. So her lead then extends to 19 points over him. It went from 48 to 32 to 55 to 36. They were tied in May. There were two polls which showed them in a virtual dead heat in May. This is Virginia. Looking in as well, there's a Reuters, and this is factored into the RCP stuff. Hillary has a 12-point lead nationally, 45 to 33, a latest Reuters poll. And in looking in at the general election and looking at some of these battleground states, the Reuters poll is actually the latest one is not included in here. It's not included in the average. So I would think they have the last one figured in. The last Reuters poll, which was taken on the 17th, they don't have any of the latest daily tries. So that'll be factored in the next time they do their RCP average. Now, it's troubling, again, and you can't discount the polls. You can't say that all of them are wrong. You can't discount all of them. That is what Romney did in 2012, and it was disastrous for him to do so. It was disastrous. The GOP cannot afford another mistake like that. People seem to think that admitting that there are parts that need to be brought up to strength is somehow conceding, and it is completely the opposite. That means you are engaged in the fight, and you are having a political battle. And it is, you are conceding by ignoring what the polling is saying and being unwilling to fight it, and unwilling to fight for it. That is conceding. And I don't think that there are undercover voters either. I don't think that that, and I know that that's been something that's been floated out as well. I don't believe that there is some sort of silent majority. And I think that that's Kellyanne Conway trying to, because that contradicted what she said a week ago, actually less than a week ago. Nate Silver over at 538 argues, and this is an effective argument, and he's been very bipartisan in this, as he was in previous elections. He says if there's some sort of undercover effort, then you have to factor in that there would have been an undercover effort in recent elections, and that it would have been reflected down ticket. If there were undercover for a particular general nominee, then he just says it doesn't statistically make sense. He's got a great piece on it that'll take me at least 45 minutes to get into. This, you have to be careful with this too, because there's my friend Ed Morrissey has a really great point. It's a Post-it hot air, and he goes, the 2016 conundrum for the right, truth-telling or cheerleading? And he noted that when every time that they talked about polling, he would get hate mail. It says, they were accusing him of when he would get into like the latest poll that is out, which is his job to write about. Because what he was writing about wasn't going with some of what some of the surrogates on the cable news were saying, he was being accused of betraying the Republican Party or something to that effect. And he asks a very good question in this. He says, what is the role that the conservative media should play in the election? Should it be focused on cheering on the Republican nominees, also looking down ticket races, or presenting a realistic picture of the race and the policy issues on which there are several gaps? And even talking about polling data as well. Because there are people who don't want to, and again, I can't emphasize how dangerous that is to ignore where the polls are and to refuse to fight to bring those up to strength. It's incredibly dangerous. I don't want to relive 2012, guys. Really don't. That really sucked watching all that come in, particularly Florida. They say that Ed has a good piece, and he says, "So what should the role of what should be the role of conservative media?" And he completely confirms my point too. He says, "In 2012, we ended up buying wholesale," and I've been saying this for a long time now. He says, in 2012, we ended up buying wholesale the RNC and Romney campaign arguments about grassroots enthusiasm, biased polling, and big rallies, and wound up with egg on our collective faces. As I recall, the same readership demanded answers as to why we didn't treat those claims with more skepticism and analytical detachment, and they were correct to call us on that. He says, Dana Perino made the same argument last week, which she did, and we played that audio here. He says, telling the truth involves applying lessons learned in 2012 to today's cycle. He also discusses and explains the lessons and misconceptions from that cycle and 2008 and why telling the truth matters. He says in that, he quotes himself and says that Republicans lost a winnable presidential election in 2012 because they learned the wrong lessons in 2008. Unfortunately, the myth of rallies and being more reliable than polls still has not faded. He says Trump's rallies are far more impressive than Hillary Clinton's. Clinton is also stomping Trump in nearly every important poll, and both of these things are true. Only when Republicans can accept this can they hope to beat Clinton. And he says it does not help in 2016 to fall into the same traps that we did in 2012. It behooves the conservative media to exercise what Peggy Noonan called heroic fairness in covering the election to Trump, to readers, and to the truth. And Ed's a Trump supporter. He's voting for Trump. But he's also cautioning people, please do not make the exact same mistakes that we did 4 years ago. He says glossing over the glaring problems right now and regurgitating sunny talking points doesn't work, and we learned that the hard way 4 years ago. So when I'm bringing up this polling data to you, I'm not doing it to make you feel hopeless, and I'm not doing it to like rain on anybody's parade. I'm hoping that people pay attention and that they do something about it. You can't say that you're engaged to win if you're ignoring some serious problems here and a gap between the Democrat and Republican nominee right now. If you're serious about winning the election, you want to shrink that gap. And the first step to take is to acknowledge that it exists. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who don't want to do that. And that frightens me because of 2012, because I remember what happened. And we can't make that mistake again. And I'm looking at some of these states. Notice all of these states that I've mentioned and that I've gone over in the past week. That all of these, all the battleground states are in here, and Clinton's leading in all the battleground states. For the first time ever, you have a state like Texas. Trump should be having a double-digit lead here. He should have more than a one-point lead in Missouri. Missouri, which Romney took by a pretty good margin in 2012, and actually they didn't even really think that it was going to, they thought that Missouri was going to be, Missouri was, they won it by a lesser margin than what they believe. That's been moved to toss-up. I'm looking at the electoral map, RCP and Cook. That's been moved to toss-up. Texas should be likely Trump. It should be solid, likely or solid Trump. That's been moved to leans Trump. That's like saying, Texas is like for Republicans the way New York is for Democrats. That's like saying New York has been moved to leans Clinton. It's not. It's solid Clinton. It's likely Clinton. And in looking at the electoral map right now, based on all of the available polling data, Clinton and Kane have 272 and Trump Pence have 154. Kane, remind me, how many electoral votes are needed to win the White House?
270.
Now, does everybody understand why I'm going over this stuff and why it is that important? Do not. Look, I get people out there they just want to win arguments. I get that, right? What's the point of winning an argument if you're not going to win the White House? Quick break. Keep it here. More of the Dana Show. We're back with Today in Stupidity.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale today.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank out the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it. They'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
New York Daily News reports three men were caught in Brooklyn with $1 million worth of stolen barbecue deals. I mean, who hasn't, you know? I mean... barbecue deals. They were arrested, these dudes were. 2,000 boxes of eels. Over $1 million. Oh, Malort. We were talking on on break how Malort is Swedish for wormwood, and the Russian translation of that word is Chernobyl. Tells you everything you need. I'm curious about Malort now. Jepson's Malort. Tonight, you fight with your dad.
Did they sell it everywhere?
It's all mailed. It's all made in Cook County, Illinois.
All right, then.
I know. The fuel of the east side. Jepson's Malort. My gosh. Oh, when your pants, won't crack themselves. Malort. It's a Swedish liquor that apparently is horrific. Now I want to try it. But I don't know. It kind of scares me, too, because apparently it's so bad. Like, it's, like, the worst. It's so bad. Marty says he'll try it for the show while wearing KFC sunscreen.
Ooh, sounds like a deal.
We're making that happen.
Yeah.
I bet I can order it off. You know what? Gosh, I love live radio.
Yeah, I'm sure Amazon, right?
I was just going to say, because that's where I basically shop. Let's
and also look for the KFC scented SPF 30 sunscreen.
Well, there's a book called Dermalort. I don't even know what that means.
Dermalort?
Dermalort.
It's what you act like after you drink it.
Let me do Malort liquor. Can you buy liquor off Amazon? That's like probably
I don't,
the most
yeah, that's a good question.
I've asked this week. Can you buy liquor on Amazon? There you go. Yeah.
And if so,
yeah.
What's the limit?
I bought scotch off the internet, so I'm sure
you have?
I could. Yeah.
I didn't know you could buy liquor off the internet.
I bought scotch. Yeah, you got to sign for it and all that stuff because they got to check your ID when they deliver.
Right.
Yeah. But I have. I mean, I have. So, you know, we'll see.
And somebody's going to be willing to ship it. You know what I mean?
We're going
to
try it.
Yeah.
Can we try it on air? Is that allowed? Or does the FCC get all panties twisted about that, too?
You know what? That's questionable because I've done shows before in the past where you have police in studio and you kind of test what your alcohol levels are over the course of a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
That was totally legal. So I'm guessing it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, because we want to make sure, we just want to see. Today in stupidity, Mr. King, what do we got?
Looks like cut 15 today. Now, let's start this off, by the way, just letting people know that Bill Nye is not necessarily a science guy.
No, he's a line doucher.
Yeah, so not necessarily. His name is Bill Nye the Science Guy, but, you know, when he says stuff like this, it kind of makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm. My side of this is a result of climate change.
Right.
It's only going to get worse.
Right.
We hear this all the time, but isn't there, or not just about temperature, not just about erosion and water, but the basic
quit treating him like he's a real scientist because he's not.
Right. Let's talk science with Bill Nye and get an answer.
Let's talk science from a guy who's not a scientist. That sounds great, Bob. Thanks, Jim. All right, folks, that does it for today. Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. Kane's going to be sitting on the panel. Have a great night. Back with you tomorrow.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Artwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. New poll shows 61% of voters think Hillary Clinton is dishonest compared to 62% for Donald Trump. So who is most qualified to shape U.S. policy? At a rally in Jackson, Mississippi, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says it can't be his Democratic opponent.
Hillary Clinton, who has been on the wrong side of history in every major decision. She's only made bad decisions. She's got bad judgment. She doesn't know what she's doing, folks.
Hillary Clinton is lashing out at an Associated Press story revealing that more than half the people outside the government who met with her while she was Secretary of State gave to the Clinton Foundation. Speaking with reporters at a meeting of Hillary Clinton campaign supporters in Atlanta, former President Bill Clinton says the Clinton Foundation has done nothing but good.
We started 15 years ago trying to save the lives of people with AIDS. A lot of people around the world thought it was crazy to give medicine to poor people. We got the cheapest medicine in the world, and now there's almost 18 million people on drugs.
U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Robert Sanders says a 6.8 magnitude earthquake has shaken central Myanmar.
In this particular area of the world where the Indian plate and the Eurasian plate come together,
This is not an uncommon magnitude earthquake.
The quake killed at least four people and damaged 185 ancient Buddhist pagodas. Rescue crews are using bulldozers in their bare hands as they race to dig out survivors from a strong earthquake that reduced three central Italian towns to rubble early Wednesday. An update on the death toll is now 247. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama offered earthquake relief aid to Italy's president, though it's unclear if that offer will be taken up.
Unfortunately, the Italian government has an expertise in responding to earthquake situations like this. This is a region of the world that is rather prone to earthquakes.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
The Army general who ordered a court-martial for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is now on the defense as he testifies that he wasn't swayed by negative comments from a powerful U.S. senator. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
General Robert B. Abrams, the four-star head of the U.S. Army Forces Command, says no one tried to influence him in any way. The defense says General Abrams decided on a court-martial for Bergdahl rather than a lower tribunal as recommended by a hearing officer. This happened weeks after Senator John McCain, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, had indicated there would be consequences if Bergdahl was not punished for desertion.
Bergdahl walked off his post in Afghanistan in 2009 and wound up a captive of the Taliban. He was released in 2014 in exchange for some Guantanamo Bay detainees. France and Germany pushed for Europe-wide rules requiring the makers of encrypted messaging apps such as Telegram to help governments monitor communications among suspected extremists. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Veterans Administration has decided to crack down on the large-scale display of Confederate flags at VA centers.
That's the result of a year-long study launched in the wake of the Charleston, South Carolina church shootings. It's a compromise of sorts. The VA will no longer allow the flag to fly on flagpoles in the cemeteries, but it will continue to allow the display on individual grave sites 2 days a year, Memorial Day and Confederate Memorial Day.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Ides. Confederate Memorial Day is observed on different days in a handful of southern states. The elevator at the Washington Monument needs a major renovation that will likely require the monument to be closed for up to 9 months. The elevator has broken down frequently over the past 2 years, and the National Park Service has said the problems may trace back to an earthquake that damaged the monument 5 years ago. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
You're listening to Brandmeier.
Go ahead, Lewis Black.
People my age at this point should be able to lead. Just do the job you got to do. Just sit there and figure out with the other person how you get something done.
Just get on track. Get it done. Yes,
I've said it before. I'll say it again. When we were kids, you know, there were people who wanted to make the float in the prom and from homecoming. They wanted, that's all they wanted to do. They didn't debate in front of us what color the thing was supposed to be. They went away. They made a float. Then the float came out at homecoming. They all went, yay, great float.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I want them to do. Go in there, make the float, and bring it out. Shut up.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Larry King, talk show host and radio legend. I've interviewed many obnoxious and arrogant celebrities in my days, but one guy really makes my flesh crawl, and he's the young punk you are listening to now. Brandmeier, get out of here. This is my town now.
It's a thrill to be here roasting my dear friend. Donald Trump is not only one of my oldest, dearest friends, he's also an American success story. When he graduated college, he put his shoulder to the wheel, nose to the grindstone, borrowed $6 billion from his father, and started a career. Donald Trump, without a doubt, you're a New York landmark, which means it's only a matter of time until you bulldoze yourself to build some gaudy, tacky monstrosity and put your name on it. We'll be right back.
Yeah, where has Larry King been?
Hey, Johnny, eat me.
I have missed him tweeting at King's Things, I believe it is. Larry King's tweets were magical. Good day, America. I think we're on in America today. Who knows around here, really? Honestly, Buzz, you slide down the fire pole every day. You don't know what's coming around here. You got a nice, shiny new studio, but you never know what's going to come out of this pie hole. I don't even know if your mic's working right now. Is it?
No, I don't know. Is it? Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Test it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Here
Buzz,
I am.
You have to go like this. Test it. 1, 2, 3.
Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. That's good.
Testing. 1,
there
2, 3.
It is. Well, that one works.
I feel it.
I feel it, too. 844. I don't know if the phones work. You can figure it out. 844-4, the number. JB Show. Those are letters, but you could dial 4-844-452-7469. Larry King tweets. I miss them. Larry King on Twitter at King's Things. If you don't believe me, here's what he told Conan, and this is what he does. Randomly shouting things to someone to type up and send out. Maybe he's been on vacation.
What I do is I sit down on Sunday nights and I scream out these thoughts. I don't type them out. My wife sends them out. In other words, I give them to her.
Wait, you just lie there and you shout things?
No.
Yes. Celery is underrated. Corn cob is a good name for a horse. Is this the, you're just sitting there shouting?
No, what I do is, so it's a stream of consciousness.
I know. You're brilliant.
USA Today, you just let an idea float out.
I love this one. The rat is perfectly named.
So Larry King is back at it, apparently from wherever he was. He's back at it. Larry King tweets at King's Things. Is it me or is Milwaukee becoming the next Detroit?
It's more than Detroit.
That's right. If you've seen the postcard, you don't need to see Mount Rushmore.
I've never seen Mount Rushmore.
I've never seen Mount... He may be... I don't have any real desire to see it.
I bet you it's fantastic.
I've never seen... I've never been to Washington.
D.C.?
No, I've never seen... No, I've never been in Washington, D.C.
You're kidding.
No, I am not kidding.
Don't you feel the need?
Yes, I do feel the need. You're right. I'm feeling like I should go there for some reason.
The nation's capital. I mean, really.
Well, if Trump becomes president, I will go there. I'm going to be on his cabinet.
If he lets you.
If he lets me be in. Hey, Hector, have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
I have not.
Have you ever seen Mount Rushmore?
I have not.
Have you ever been to Spain, but do you kind of like the music?
No.
Okay.
You don't even like the music.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Hector, make a note. I'm putting that in my one-man show.
No.
All right.
Okay. Elvis does a great version of it.
I love it. Back to Larry King, tweeting out to the world. Finally, he's back at King's Things. Hold on. If you vote for Trump, you get two for the price of one, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Huh.
Oh, Lord.
Did I just see Hillary Clinton throw a black man, Colin Powell, under the bus? Larry King tweeting at King's Things. Those lucky bastards at Fox, all I had at CNN were Candy Crowley and Jeannie Moose. That's a good point. You ain't so handsome yourself, Larry.
Hey, Johnny.
I know.
Eat me.
All right. Yeah, Fox has it going on. Roger Ailes, oh, man, we got some stuff. He's been out of his mind. Larry King at King's Things tweeting, I've never been to a fish fry. Now, that's something I definitely can't ever say.
I don't think I have either.
Are you kidding me? I grew up in a fish fry. Everything's a fish fry in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. Well, what do you got tonight? Oh, we got the fish fry. You got anything else? No. Do you got anything on the lighter side? This is an absolute true menu item. And I said to the waiter, waitress, because in Wisconsin you have all the older, it's always older lady waitresses for some reason. Do you have anything like a lighter side? Not fried. Well, we got a 10-ounce filet wrapped in bacon with cheese. Okay, yeah, that seems perfect. Yeah, give me that.
They can take the cheese
yeah,
off.
Yeah, give
you.
Me that. Will you? Larry King at King's Things, tweeting out to the world, things just slide out of me now.
Oh, boy.
He's getting better. Yeah, I'm telling you, he's getting better. He's found,
he's found his groove.
As successful as he's been, right. I believe this is where he was meant to be.
Right. Let's see. Is there more? Larry King, I don't know. I don't own a pair of pleated pants. Ever see a guy with pleated pants?
I wear them.
That's not good.
I have them.
Bad look. Get rid of them. You're just
some decades they work.
Yeah, see? In my decade, they work well. If I had to do it all over again, Larry King tweets, I'd learn to swim. Yeah, right? Makes sense. Larry King, I wouldn't leave the house now without wearing a body cam. I get it. Dangerous world we're living in out there. Larry King, tilapia sounds better than it actually tastes. That's just an interesting thought. Honey, I got one for you. A tilapia? Write this down. Oh, Larry, come on. You heard me, woman. Write this down. Tilapia sounds better than it really tastes. Okay. How do you know which mushrooms are the poisonous ones? I thought about it.
Everybody's thought about it.
I've been in the woods looking at mushrooms. I'm thinking to myself, which one of these is bad for you? If it doesn't matter. I wouldn't eat either of them, but...
That's the only way you're going to find out, really.
Take one and... Oh, look at this. That was the poisonous one. Larry King had a can opener to work. Why would I trust a self-driving car? I just, that guy we talked on from Ford.
Yeah.
I believe the head of Ford that we talked to from the development division there in Ford in Detroit, who's coming out with the first driverless car in 5 years, I believe... We, not just us, this show and the audience calling him in that day, talked him out of it. I really do. If you hear that on the podcast, BradmeyerShow.com. I think when he hung up, he was
thinking about it.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Ford guy. So anyway, great talking to you. Good luck with the car.
Yeah, okay, goodbye. Nice talking to you.
Check with Chrysler. Yeah, some openings.
Guy's out there, he's selling cars now. I mean, he was turned around because driverless cars. I'm with Larry King. I can't get a can opener to work. Why do I trust a self-driving car? Let's see here. Larry King. You knew there had to be some kind of hanky-panky going on at Fox News. Oh, yeah. A whole bunch of it. I'm so pale I wear a burkini in the pool. Notre Dame's going to have more players in jail than on the line of scrimmage. Right on. Oh, yeah. College football right around the corner. They used to trade cigarettes for sex in prison. Now it's ramen noodles. How does he know that?
Yeah, a lot of ramen noodle news. A lot of ramen noodles.
But why ramen noodles in the news?
I didn't read it. I just saw the headline.
Yeah, ramen noodles just caught your eye, and that's all you want
my,
for.
My kid eats a lot of ramen noodles, so you know I have an interest in them. But not enough, apparently, to actually read about it.
I just see the buzz, sees the word ramen noodles, and goes, oh, whatever. Larry King? No, he puts it to Twitter.
That's right. That's right.
They used to trade cigarettes for sex in prison. Now it's all ramen noodles.
Lucy's.
Larry King. Well, this is bad timing. Don't waste your time watching the movie Earthquake. Do you think he was seeing the Italy news about the earthquake and then decided just to tweet that out?
Well, you know, he's bad-mouthing the movie because he's got the footage, you know, the real footage on TV.
Right in front of him. Right. Memo to Roger Ailes. And you thought I was creepy? He's really after Fox. Why do we care about a civil war in Syria? Larry King at King's Things.
If Trump, it's nice to see Larry King asking that question.
Yes, right.
Because I, you know, I hear myself ask it to myself, and I sound stupid.
I think many people ask a question like that when it comes to these world affairs and these skirmishes around the world that could end up backfiring one way or the other. We go, hey, listen, we got problems in our own backyard. That's it.
And that's where all the Syrians are coming, our own backyard.
That's right. We care about it because the Syrians are coming here, good or bad. If Trump learned to play nice, he could win this thing. That's not me saying it. That's Larry King on Twitter at King's Things. What's in the water Rudy Giuliani's drinking? I'd rather spend 15 years in a Turkish prison than 15 minutes at any Walmart.
It's great Walmart news today, too.
I'm not sure I get or want to get that Kanye West guy. Larry King at King's Things. Check him out. He still does a show on Aura TV, wherever that is, Larry.
Hey, Johnny, eat me.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite...
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4,
oh no, I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food. Dynavite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has 3 powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage. Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169. 800-915-1169.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169. 800-915-1169.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show. There was a time before internet and satellite radio, a time before Janet Jackson showed herself, a time when Jonathan Brandmeier had more freedom. He could get away with saying once in a while or make a prank phone call. But things have changed for Johnny B. He has to keep it clean and be nice. This crap won't last long, so enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, right on, Bill Curtis. Talking the facts.
BrandmeierShow.com, all things Brandmeier. BrandmeierShow@gmail.com, and you can call 844-4JB-SHOW. Talking about Larry King, he tweeted out, how do we know which mushrooms are poisonous? And there are so many things to do on the Internet. One of them that has now begun to trend is people getting high on mushrooms and assembling IKEA furniture.
At the same time?
Yeah, first they get high on the mushrooms, and then they go to IKEA. Well, first they go to IKEA, and they buy whatever it is they're assembling. Right. In this case, it could be a table or whatever. You could see it if you watch them or they're online. And they take shrooms, in this case, they take mushrooms, and then they try to put some IKEA furniture together. You can hear a bit of this. And that is let me do the mushrooms first.
And this is recreation.
Exactly. Well, just like the Internet with the guys blowing pot into their dog's mouth, this is people trying to put IKEA furniture on while they are on mushrooms.
Last time I ate shrooms was like at least 8 or 9 years ago. You got to put it together, this pieces. The interconnectedness of man and nature, self-actualization, self-awareness. Build it. Swedish.
Why the IKEA?
Why IKEA?
Thing. Yeah.
It just sounded funny with IKEA.
See that?
Yeah. Yeah, this works.
Yeah. But you got to actually watch him assembling it. I mean, just him talking about it is ridiculous. But look at him. Look at him. But here's the thing. That is a great guy who's high who answered it correctly. Why IKEA? Because it just sounded funny with mushrooms. Oh, okay. And he, when they answer it, a guy who's high answers it like, well, why IKEA? Why IKEA? Well, because it just sounded funny.
Right.
With mushrooms. Why are you asking that? Like, in other words, why are you getting up in my face?
It's so obvious.
Yeah, it's the most obvious answer. What other answer do you want? And then you go down, and then you got one, a guy putting furniture together on LSD.
I've probably been asked, like, a handful of times, like, I think 5 times. Yeah.
This will be my first time. I have never done acid before. Today, we're taking acid and building furniture from IKEA.
We're going to have to go far back.
See, is this what you said the Internet was developed a few years ago? Wait, is this what it was meant for? Because I'm a little thrown off by this. So who thinks of it? I know we're going to get some LSD or some shrooms, and we're going to go to IKEA, and we're going to get a table, and we're going to put it together.
And then put it on the Internet.
And then everyone will see it, and maybe Johnny B., Brandmeier will play and talk about it. Yes, I will, because I'm like a child. It's just like something shiny in front of me.
Carrying on this, we have our instructions. Good color choice, guys, on the furniture. You. Step one, here we have inventory.
Wait, are we missing pieces?
No, because it's all in the back still.
I'm getting so distracted. Uh-huh. Wait, do you have another screwdriver?
You're on your own,
Oh, wait, here's one.
So it's a huge dresser. Hour five. I'm sorry, guys.
I will never build furniture on acid again.
Never build furniture on acid again. That's sweeping the nation. IKEA, people high, putting together IKEA stuff on shrooms and LSD. It's, you know what is really weird, though? This is, I swear, the God's truth. If you gave me an IKEA table to put together...
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't put together a table sober as a judge.
No, I can't do it.
I can't. I just don't have the capacity for it. I never had. Yeah, and I can hear right now the old lady going, no kidding!
Because she does it?
No, well, yeah, she's good at it.
Amy is a genius at it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Today, it's our anniversary today.
Happy anniversary.
We have an agreement not to exchange gifts on our anniversary.
Just saliva.
Because it's a pain. Or saliva and whatever.
Okay.
But I violated the agreement. I came out with a giant box as a happy birthday, honey. What is that? And it's a giant exercise wheel for our cat. But it has to be assembled. So that she's home all day today.
Get the mushrooms. Get the mushrooms out, Amy. It's happy anniversary. Get the mushrooms out.
Why the IKEA?
Why IKEA?
Bang. Yeah.
It sounded funny with IKEA.
Oh, my God.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. On KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Karaoke is better at the river. Play Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. Cash. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game.
For a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
Bingo is better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, Mr. Sloan, how are you, sir?
Very good, thank you.
We have a friend here who works with the show. His name is Hector, and we were just discussing a possible Rambo 5, and he would be your illegitimate son.
Oh, does he look good in the headband?
When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing.
Yeah, and I will do the grunting part. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Sloan, would you call the action and rolling, please?
All right, ready, action.
When you're pushed. What happened to the grunting?
I wanted to give it a more of a pause.
Yeah,
I wanted more
a dramatic beat.
Yeah, just exactly right. Thank you, Sylvester. Sly, I needed just a more of a beat, and I wanted some more camera time.
Exactly. No, I understand that.
I was trying to milk it for my 1 second. All right, go ahead.
When you're pushed, killing is as easy as breathing.
Sly?
I think you have a budding superstar in your hand.
Thank you. Are you talking about my grunting or his
line?
Yeah,
grunting. Well, I think it's a team. It's teamwork.
It was the grunting. It wasn't too over the top, was it?
No. Actually, it was subdued. It was very good.
Thank you. That's very kind of you, sir.
That's very nice of you. All right, we will be in Rambo 5.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah, Rambo. The real-life Rambo. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, have you heard about the push-up challenge? I have retired Corporal Jacob Schick out of Dallas, Texas, on the line with us. Executive Director of 22 Kill. Before we explain what this is and what a great thing this is and what a shocking thing it is, I want you to hear... Corporal, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Yeah, I want you to hear... Kevin Bacon was in the studio the other day. And Kevin Bacon was, I was saying, so what's going on? I mean, you're on the tour bus. You're traveling around with your brother. You're doing some music. And here's what he said. I want you to hear a little bit of this, all right?
Sure.
We just did a video from the bus, which is the 22 push-up challenge. I don't know if you're aware
of
this.
Oh, yeah, The Rock and all these guys. It's for the vets.
Yeah, suicide. For vets. Yeah, for suicide. Yeah. So we just did it on the bus, and we did the band. I'm doing the push-ups, but the band is playing kind of like a rocking version of the Wheels on the Bus. You know the kids song,
sure,
Wheels on
the bus
go up, bend down. Right.
I mean, so the challenge again was you got to do 22 push-ups, and then you challenge someone else. Who did you challenge?
I challenged any touring band
to
get out of their bunks or get off their bus and start doing some push-ups. So we cast a pretty wide net.
I like that idea. I think it's great.
Well, you know what's kind of funny is we did it on the bus while the bus was driving, so it was fraught with difficulties. And so we did take one, and Kevin did his 22 push-ups. And then we check out the video, and oops, that's not good.
Yeah, do it again.
By the end of the day, he'd done about 300 push-ups.
Yeah. What we missed out of there, retired Corporal Jacob Schick on the line from Executive Director of 22 Kill, was they said, I said it was 22 veterans who have committed suicide per year, and Kevin Bacon said, no, every day. Every day. Is that a fact, sir?
Yeah, it's actually now between 20 and 22. So the VA just came out with a new study last month that determined it was now between 20 and 22. So, yeah, every day it's a fact.
He said it. I remember I was like, he said 22. I said 22 a year, and he goes, no. And I was like just taken aback by the fact that that's possibly happening. But I want you to explain what this is, because I see everybody in it. The Rock, as we said, Kevin Bacon's on the tour bus. People are doing it. The goal is to get people around the world to do 22 million push-ups, get the message out. But go ahead and explain what that is, Corporal.
Yeah, so 22 Kill was started to raise awareness to this unbelievable, tragic fact that we're losing our nation's finest at the rapid rate every day by their own hand. And so the whole point behind it was a common problem remains a common problem until it becomes common knowledge. And so the push-up challenge was birthed in 2013 and actually started out as a fundraiser from another nonprofit here in Dallas called the Hirsch Foundation. And so we got the required amount of people on camera doing push-ups, and next thing you know, we had an advocate for 22 Kill who posted a video doing the 22 push-up challenge for the 22 Kill about a year ago. And the first celebrity, if you will, that I saw do it was in Brentley Gilbert on his tour bus, actually. So it's funny that I just heard Kevin Bacon and his brother challenge everyone on their tour bus to do it.
Right. It's pretty weird, right?
But it's awesome. It's taken off. And, you know, the whole point is to raise awareness and let people know that this is a tragedy and this is an unbelievable epidemic amongst the warrior community that it must be changed. We're not going to accept the number, whether it's 20 or 22 or 1. It doesn't matter. One is one too many.
And absolutely.
We're fighting like hell to make sure everyone knows that this is unacceptable. And it's cool to see celebrities and civilians alike joining this fight for the greater good. I mean, we're very humbled and very appreciative that everyone's banded together, because the way we operate is we have a one tribe, one fight mindset, and so it's very cool.
Well, to be clear, now, you remember the audience obviously does the Ice Bucket Challenge. They raised a lot of money, for their particular cause. You're not looking. The vets are saying, hey, listen, 22 vets, whatever it is, whether they lower, like you said, whether they lower to 20 or not doesn't matter. It doesn't right. matter. 22 veterans committed suicide, commit suicide every day, 7,400 a year. It's unbelievable. But the goal, Jacob, is not money. It is just awareness of what is out there, what is happening with these vets, and why they are committing suicide.
Well, sure. Well, firstly, I don't think anyone's been knocked out doing the push-up challenge. I'm pretty sure I know I've seen several videos of people getting hurt from the ice bucket challenge. But that said, the ALS ice bucket challenge was so cool, and that was so cool to see people joining in on that and for an amazing cause. And at the end of the day, yeah, we believe in awareness first, because it's again, common problem means common problem until it's common knowledge. I mean,
maybe the awareness leads to donations. Maybe the awareness leads to money. Maybe the awareness leads to some sort of change. That could make perfect sense then. But 22 push-ups, does anyone not do? Buzz, you can do 22 push-ups in your sleep, can't you? I'm talking about Buzz Kilman right here.
I do a lot of push-ups.
Right. So who does anyone go past 22, or is it like The Rock and Kevin Bacon and all these other people when they do it? Does anyone go, yeah, you want to go past 22? Let's keep doing it. But that's not the point. The point is 22 kill. That's why you're the executive director. 22 kill. 22 million push-ups would be a great goal. What do you got so far?
Yeah, we're hovering around 8 million right now. And so we have that's the thing that people need to understand, is that when you do the push-ups, if you decide to do this challenge, it's you got to hashtag 22 kill.
Because right.
I think we have an automatic counter. Don't ask me how that works, because me and my technological prowess ends at sending emails.
I'm with you, Jacob.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
with you. Believe me, I'm with you. And all I know is this. If they want to do it, they got to record a video. And you tell me if I'm wrong. They got to record a video of them, whoever you are, ladies and gentlemen in America, listening, doing 22 push-ups. Or it says here, as many as you can. Is that acceptable? Yeah, right?
Yeah, listen, our whole thing is joining the fight. You don't have to do 22 perfect Marine Corps-style push-ups. You know, you just do the best you can. That the whole thing is.
Wait a minute. What are Marine style push-ups?
Really hard push-ups.
Well, wait. What? Can you describe a Marine style push-up to me?
It's 1-2-3-1, 1-2-3-2.
So wait a minute. Just a second. I have to go on the floor for this. I retired Corporal Jacob Schick, Executive Director 22 Kill. I'm going to be on the floor, and I want you to direct me. Just go ahead. What do you mean 1-2? What do you mean the count of the push-up?
Yep. That's
okay. I'm on the floor right now. Just tell me what to do.
Okay, it's 1-2-3, okay, then 1.
1-2-3-1?
1-2-3-2.
Is it 1-2-3 counting down?
Right, it's the count. So you count down, up, down, 1.
Oh, so it's you're doing it in a slow fashion, and you got to do that 22 times, not as easy as just banging them out like you see people doing.
Yeah, no. You don't have to do this for the push-up challenge, by the way. No.
But I would like to do it that way. I think it's tougher to do it that way. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, if you want to, that'd be cool.
But it doesn't matter. You can do it any way you want. Is that right, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do them on your knees. Do them against leaning against the wall. However you want to do it, the whole thing is it's not about doing perfect form push-ups. And the people who watch videos and then are judging on how the push-ups are done are idiots. We're not looking at that at all.
Are you actually getting that where people are commenting on someone's bad form or something like that? That's ridiculous. We're doing this because vets are killing themselves out there. Do people, you know, that's social media though, right, Jacob? It's like, yeah, good push-up. I could do that. You're like an old lady. It's like,
come on, man.
What are you doing it for? You're doing it for the vets.
It's crazy how many computer tough guys there are out there.
Computer tough guys. That's right. Big, tough guys with the big, here they are right now. You stink. That's easy to type a lot of stuff. Anyway, you go to the, that makes me sick. You go to the, you do a push-up, do 20 of them, do 22 of them, whatever you can. Upload the video, add the hashtag 22 kill. Is that correct?
That's it.
Check it out at 20.
Someone else.
Yeah, then I'm sorry, I forgot that part, Jacob. Then you got to challenge someone else. I challenge you like Kevin Bacon did it to people on the bus. Their tour bus, whatever it is, you challenge someone, and on it goes. 22, the number, 22kill.com. And let me ask you, as a retired corporal, Jacob, if these 22 now, okay, 20 veterans a day are killing themselves, taking their lives, what is the overall like the main reason? What is when you talk about it, when people talk, what is the one thing that they all have in common?
At the end of the day, to us, we found that, I mean, it's mental health, because me being, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in 2004, and I went through it myself. I fought the mental demons and nearly didn't come out of that. And so to me and to us at 22 Kill, it's mental health. It's about how are you doing above the neck? And ultimately, we've come down to, listen, we think it's awesome everyone's doing this, and that it's gotten to really be viral, because the takeaway is that post-traumatic stress and depression and brain injuries are not just a warrior issue. It's a societal issue.
Right. I can't imagine going through anything like you guys do, and we can't thank you enough for it, and coming back from that unscathed, untouched mentally. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. So it makes sense to me, but I think this is a good thing you're doing. People, because I honestly stopped in my tracks when I heard 22 vets a day are killing themselves. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So you know what? It's some fun out there. They're doing some push-ups. They're pushing it out there. People are aware of it, but it's a really good, strong message, and hopefully people will do it. And be aware of it. And let me ask you, who's the one person that's done a video with the push-ups, the 22 push-up challenge so far that surprised you? Anyone big that, other than, you know, The Rock and these guys, any political candidate? You know what I'm talking about. Nobody?
No political candidate. Listen, I'm thankful to see any of them, and we all are. But, yeah, no political candidate. I mean, I can't believe that even... No, absolutely not.
Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be a way to move
it,
right?
Wouldn't that be neat? Wouldn't that be neat if they decided to worry about something that actually matters?
Really?
For a minute.
Exactly. Exactly. Can you imagine Hillary doing 22 push-ups? Trump doing 22 push-ups? I can't imagine it.
You've got me. You've got me wordless.
All right, Jacob Chick, Dallas, 22 push-up challenge. You want to save the lives of these veterans. Jacob, thank you very much. Anything we can do for you ever, you let us know. Thank you so much for everything you guys have done for us.
Appreciate you all, and you're absolutely worth it.
Thank you.
22 push-ups, here we go.
Move over, ice buckets. There's a new challenge rippling through social media. Push-ups. 22, in fact. Knocking them out, then challenging someone else to do it. From stars like John Krasinski to a class of Texas State Trooper recruits. The 22 push-up challenge is not about pumping up pecs. It's designed to focus attention on a tragedy.
Do it. Record a video of yourself. 22 push-ups. Many as you can. Upload the video. Add the hashtags. Hashtag 22 kill. Post it on social media. Challenge someone else. 22kill.com.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, in fact, I did add a little bit of the Lick-A Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly. Just like a kitten. Daisy and Poopy have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Live from downtown Chicago, this is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
No one listens to the radio. I wasn't even listening. I was listening to podcasts. Podcasts are great. Radio's boring.
This is Johnny B.
Yeah. I like when microphones can go from a mic that goes out around the country on the Westwood One radio network to an intercom that only a few people can hear. I don't even know if Gino's mic works. Hey, Gino, you in there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Gino's mic's always working. But he is not. All right, let's see here. So, Eddie Vedder stopped the show. He's Pearl Jam at Wrigley Field. And Eddie Vedder and the Pearl Jam performing at Wrigley Field in concert stopped the show mid-song during a Monday night's Wrigley Field concert to teach an apparently an unruly fan a lesson in minding his manners. So he's out there, Eddie's looking out, and he's seeing a guy pointing his finger into a woman's face. There's Eddie Vedder. Yeah, yeah. He's pointing. He sees a guy pointing when he's singing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then he sees a guy pointing his finger at a woman, and he goes, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Stop the show. Wait.
Stop, 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 stop
woman's face, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Hey, mister.
Oh. How would you like to be the guy in the front row of Wrigley Field? Paid all that money. Want to see Pearl Jam play. There they are. They're jamming away. Come on there. Yeah. And then the whole entire Wrigley Field is looking at you because Eddie Vedder has stopped right. the concert and points at you.
Hey, mister. Hey, mister. All the fingers are pointing at you.
And everybody pointing at that guy.
What does the guy do? Because, I mean, what if the guy is feeling self-righteous and believes in his heart that he has every right to point this finger at this girl's face because of something she did or said?
Well, let me say this, Buzz. I know one thing, in the middle of Wrigley Field, in the middle of a Pearl Jam concert, is nowhere to work those differences out. Or nowhere to explain what... Eddie, wait a minute, you don't understand. No. She, my wife, and I are just having an argument about the kids. No, listen to me, man.
There are people that would climb on that stage and go clawing after Eddie Vedder.
No, people were going crazy. They loved it. They said, fantastic. Yeah, Eddie Vedder's yelling at the guy for pointing his finger at somebody.
Some poor schmuck is in Wrigley Field having, you know, thousands of people turn on him. But what if he doesn't take it? What if he thinks he's right? He's going to go nuts.
No, I don't know what the case is. I see what you're saying.
That's what I want to see.
I want to know what the fight was about. Anyone out there that knows more about this story? Who was pointing the finger at the... Why were they having a... Why were they fighting? Right. He's like Altamont, only when nobody got stabbed.
Because if that guy's feeling self-righteous, that makes Eddie Vedder an unscrupulous, brutal bully, and I'm going to get him.
Yep. Come on, clear out, mister.
Because you got a microphone. Yeah, he's saying anything you want.
And he's telling them to get out. Clear him out. So they drag this guy out of Wrigley Field. What?
All right. Yeah. Give me a second. Hey, ma'am, you're okay? Yeah, you're good? All right, good. All right.
I tell you,
that's a good man taking care of your woman. And then she was taking care of herself, too, pretty good. It looks like she's ready. That's good.
Hear that? Eddie Vedder saying it's a good man taking care of your woman.
Eddie Vedder's a poser.
More on that later. I want to find out more about that story. I want to know who was pointing at what. Maybe the woman was causing the trouble. How does Eddie Vedder know?
Yeah, you better mind your manners. You got Pearl Jam.
Social media. Glad Eddie kicked that guy out of the concert. That was so sweet of Eddie to ask the woman if she was okay.
Why was it so sweet?
Tweet.
We don't know anything about it.
Tweet. Love what he said after it was all over. You got to take care of your woman. That's right. Mind Your Manners, which is the name of the song, dude. Take your crazy out of our show.
Yeah. Poser.
Yeah. Buzz says that he's a poser.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com.
not Patrick Cross, but asked rival associations making plans to help Donald Trump.
The NRA's Political Victory Fund has reserved about $2.7 million in TV commercials from the week of September 5th through the week of October 18th. That's according to a company that tracks political ads. The NRA has been one of Trump's key allies on television, airing commercials well before Trump's own campaign began doing so.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. At a rally in Jackson, Mississippi, Donald Trump accuses Hillary Clinton of putting money before the country in her dealings with the Clinton Foundation donors.
According to the Associated Press, more than half the meeting she took as Secretary of State with people outside government were with foundation donors. Hillary Clinton does not